Ugh, I hate Thanksgiving. The stock market's closed, so I can't make any money! Chives! More packing!
More packing, sir!
Chives, what the hell are you doing? I'm not gonna hold the glass while you pour my packing. Take the glass from me, Chives!
Sorry, sir.
We need to get your brain scanned, you old fuck!
Well, you know it's pronounced champagne and not packing.
Well, you're a real champagne in my ass, Chives. And if you talk back again, that bottle's gonna be a real champagne in your ass.
Very well, sir.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. And I better not hear a single peep out of that old dentured mouth of yours.
Yes, sir!
You see that? You see what you just did? That thing where your mouth was moving and shit was coming out of it? Yeah, no more of that! Wait, you don't know how to say yes, sir?
But you just...
Shut the fuck up, Chives! You know what? Sit on the ball.
What?
Sit on the ball! I want you to take that ball all the way to the base of your ass! Hurry, Chives! Before I miss this phone call, you're out on the street! Shut up! Hello?
Hello, my friend! It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi!
What do you want? You bored building sandcastles and shit?
Yes.
Well, what the fuck do you want? I'm in the middle of a very important business meeting.
No, you don't.
Hold on. My golden retriever likes to do that cute thing where he rubs his ass on the carpet. Shut the fuck up, Chives! Now, where were we?
Oh, you were just wondering why I were calling you, and it was so I could tell my bestie the happiest of thanks of the giving.
I hate Thanksgiving.
But you get to eat all the turkey and the stuffing.
Yeah, I hate it.
But we don't have Thanksgiving in the Middle East.
Yeah, but they filmed Star Wars there and you got the pyramids, so you got that going for you.
Well, if someone would throw me a true, perfect American Thanksgiving dinner, I would give them $1 billion.
A billion dollars to have Thanksgiving?
Duh, of course.
Well, I'll give you a Thanksgiving for $1 billion.
You would do that for me?
Yeah, and I'll even dress up like a pilgrim with a buckle on my hat and shit.
Oh, you are the best person ever. I'm getting on my private jet now and heading there.
Okay, I'll see you when you get here.
Oh, thank God!
Charles, I didn't tell you to get off the bottle! But Charles, get off the bottle. I need you to get that old ass in the kitchen and make an entire Thanksgiving dinner in 1 hour.
In 1 hour? But sir, I don't even know how to cook a turkey.
Well, get on YouTube and figure it the fuck out.
No, very well, sir.
If it's not done in 1 hour, then I swear to God, I'm going to take my phone and we're going to film one man, one bottle, paint Olympics and shit.
By the way, sir, it's 5 p.m., so here is your caviar.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Josh.
Tinsignera! The caviar! My balls! Now!
I'm here, Mr. Goodman.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get out of it, didn't you? Caviar's right there. Get to smearing. I want it all over the place, even behind my balls.
Okay, Mr. Goodman.
We're not going to miss a single egg this time.
Oh, it's done! Yes! I can't believe I did it! I cooked a whole Thanksgiving dinner in under an hour, with time to spare!
Chives, next time you go to the grocery store, I'm gonna need you to get some French onion dip for my asshole. Quintanilla wants to mask the flavor.
Look, sir, I did it! I cooked the whole Thanksgiving dinner!
You want a fucking cookie? You did exactly what I told you to do! Great! Now let's see what we got here. Nuts. Biscuits. Cat throw up. Chives, what in the fuck is this? This looks like green bean trail mix.
It's green bean casserole, sir.
Well, that's disgusting. I don't want it here. Now I'm going to try the turkey. Nom, 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 nom.
My God, sir. Can you chew with your mouth shut?
Nom, 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 nom. That's some good turkey, Chives. You know what? You do deserve a cookie. You can go in the pantry and get one of your dog biscuits. But just one.
Sir? Are you feeling all right?
I just had caviar licked off my nutsack, Chives. I'm feeling fantastic.
But, sir, you're a turkey.
What the fuck? Yeah, Chives, you're a fucking turkey. Fuck you.
No, sir, I mean like you literally have a beak.
And you look like you have a beak with that stupid mouth of yours.
Sir, please, go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. You are literally a turkey. Beak, feathers, everything.
Chives, I told you we need to get your brain checked, you old shit. I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss so I don't get a UTI from all the caviar in my urethra.
Oh.
Chives is getting old. That dementia's setting in, so I'm probably going to have to euthanize him. Oh, ha ha! Very funny, Chives! You must have went to a carnival or a fair or some shit and got one of those mirrors that turns everything into a turkey. Chives, you get in here and fix my mirror!
Charles, why aren't you a turkey in the mirror?
Well, sir, there's nothing wrong with the mirror. You are literally a turkey.
Charles, I'm gonna peck those stupid fucking eyes out of your head. You tell me what's wrong with my mirror.
There's nothing wrong with your mirror. You are a turkey, sir.
I don't get it. Stop screwing around and fix my mirror.
Hold on, sir. Look in the camera, sir.
Is that one of those stupid fucking Snapchat filters that turns everything into a turkey?
No! You are a turkey!
If I was a turkey, would I be able to do this? I'm a turkey! Ah, turkey face! Josh, you better fix this right now! I need my $1 billion because the Prince of Abu Dhabi's coming!
Wait, why is he giving you $1 billion?
He said he'd give me $1 billion if I gave him a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wait a minute. If I kill Goodman, I could take $1 billion for myself. I mean, I did cook the dinner. Goodman, hurry quick to the kitchen. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
Hurry, sir. Put your head right here. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
All right, let me just grab the medicine. Now, don't look. This is really nasty medicine, and it might hurt for a second. Just have to line it up. And, yeah!
I see what you're trying to do, Chaz. You're trying to kill me so you can get $1 billion.
Exactly! Get back here! Get back here! Well, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as Goodman's not here, $1 billion is mine.
Boyne, Thanksgiving dinner's almost ready.
Well, hurry it up. I gotta go to work.
Aw, Boyne, I hate that you have to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they're offering double pay, and we really need the money. And besides, people like to steal a lot on Thanksgiving. They think it's Thanks-stealing, or Thieves-giving, or Thieves-stealing, or...
Knock it off, Boyne. I get the picture. Turn off your football game and pay attention to me.
But I want to see if the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets another concussion. His brain must be oatmeal by now.
Turn it off, Boyne.
Oh, look, here in the news. Breaking news! There's been a massive recall on Butterball turkeys because apparently some of the workers at the Butterball factory were banging the turkeys. So now one of the turkeys is cursed. So if you eat it, you'll turn into a turkey. So if you have a Butterball turkey, it's best not to even try to eat it. Go buy a new brand of turkey or kill your own!
Oh no, Boyne! We have a Butterball turkey!
Oh no, how cheeked up is it?
It's pretty thick, Boyne.
Oh yeah, it's definitely soiled.
Boyne, you gotta go to the store and get me a new one!
Well, Karen, we don't need a turkey. We can just eat ham and cheese Lunchables.
Oh, actually, Boyne, we're out of those too, so you can pick those up while you're at the store.
I'm not going to the store, Karen. They're going to be sold out of everything.
Boyne, go get me a damn turkey!
I'm not going to get you a toy-key.
Boyne, Thanksgiving's going to be ruined without one!
Okay, fine. I'll go get one. Damn.
I gotta get to Marvin. He can fix me. He'll love to fix me. And then I'll get his house payment.
Ugh, I hate working on Thanksgiving. I want to be at home watching football. And where the hell am I even supposed to find a turkey? All the stores are closed. I mean, there's no point in me even looking now. Wait, what is that? What? Oh, a speeder. Great. I'm gonna ruin his Thanksgiving, too.
No! The cops! They're gonna pull me over! Well, maybe they can help me.
I can't believe I'm doing this on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna ruin this guy's day, I'll tell you what. Nobody's gonna have a worse Thanksgiving. Hey there, sir. Or should I say gobble gobble?
Hey, I'm kind of in a rush.
Holy shit, it talks. I must have fallen asleep on the couch watching football.
No, this is very real.
Oh, I see. You must have eaten one of those butterball turkeys.
Yes, and this is the worst situation I've ever been in.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll let you go on your way.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a minute. My wife wants me to get a turkey. And this guy is a turkey. I could just kill this guy and bring him home to my wife, and maybe she'll shut the hell up. Sir, I need you to step out of the car, please.
No, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this.
Well, no, I need to search the car to make sure you don't have turkey meth.
No, I'm leaving.
What? No, sir, you can't do that. Sir, hey, no, get out.
Don't touch my car, you poor!
Don't peck me.
You!
What? Hey.
You poor! What? Are you?
Yeah, well, you're a fucking turkey. How about that? Fuck you!
Mm-mm-mm. Thanksgiving dinner is really looking good this year. I outdo myself every single year, though. And your ass just keep teasing me, girl. Ooh, thick ass. Just toot it up and, ooh, I just want to get behind it and just act up right now. But I got to finish preparing this damn dinner. You know I ain't got time for a quickie. Your sexy ass. Ooh, Chapipi! What, Braxton? I'm trying to prepare dinner. What kind of turkey is that? Oh, it's a butterball. Oh, hell no! We can't eat a butterball turkey this year! Did you see the news? They just said that people were humping turkeys and putting their buttery balls on the butterballs, so we can't eat that! Wait, really? What? No way! Kathy! What kind of sick-ass weirdo would hump a turkey? That's for Thanksgiving! I thought you were a damn virgin! You lied to me! You lying whore! Well, anyway, Chef Pee-Pee. I need you to find a live turkey and kill it right in front of me so I know that it's not tainted.
Well, where am I supposed to find a live turkey, Braxton?
I don't know. Figure it out.
Oh, Jesus. What? Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey. I know. I'm a talking turkey.
Wait. I don't remember smoking crack earlier, so why is there a talking turkey at my front door?
Listen, I got turned into a turkey and I need to talk to Marvin.
Oh, hell no, you're not talking to Marvin. I'm cutting your head off in front of Braxton.
If you touch me, I'm going to peck out your eyeballs.
Oh, look, I need to kill you, come on! Wait, do me a favor real quick. I need a 360, turn that ass around.
God damn! Thick ass bitch! Ooh, I want you to bite that motherfucker!
Listen, if you let me talk to Marvin, I'll let you smack it again later.
Okay, well, right this way, goddammit!
Hey, Marvin, it's me, Goodman! Well, don't just stare at me, help me!
Marvin, I can't explain that.
It's a talking turkey!
Yeah, it's me, Goodman! I turned into a turkey and I need to change back into a human! Somebody help me!
Oh, you must ate one of those contaminated turkeys on
the... Yeah, the butterball shits now, help me!
Okay, first of all, even if I could help you, why would I help you? All you do is ask me for money.
You have a house that has a mortgage, and I want the house payment, Marvin!
What do I do?
I think you should kill him. No, don't kill him. He's your best friend.
He's not your best friend. He just wants your house payment.
What, Krunk from Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that's me.
No, that's me.
No, that's me. Times Infinity.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, don't listen to him anyway. He's just a pussy.
Hey, you don't say that. You got beat up in kindergarten all the time.
Hey, I told you not to tell people that. It's a very sensitive subject.
All right, guys, let's stay focused. What should I do?
I think you should eat him. I got a big-ass fork here if you want a bar.
Well, he's got a point.
Okay, even if I want to turn him back into a human, how would I do that?
Oh, simple. Yzma's potion.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yzma does have a potion.
Well, can you get me the potion?
No.
That's okay. I can.
All right, now that he's gone, let's eat.
No! I got Yzma's potion right here.
Damn it!
Okay, well, give him the potion.
All right, turkey man, here you go.
Thanks for turning me back, Marvin. No, give me your house payment.
Really? You're still gonna ask for your house payment after I just helped you out? It's Thanksgiving!
Yeah, I want to say thanks for you giving me your house payment. So, give me.
I don't have it. What are we gonna do? I'm so stressed out.
Who cares? He owes you his house payment. Get your money!
He turned you back into a human. He didn't have to do that. He could just let you die.
Yeah, but how many house payments does he owe you?
A lot.
Exactly! So get your damn money!
But come on, man. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Not a jury event.
There is an old man waiting for me to beat his ass at my house.
Yeah.
You know what, Marvin? You don't owe a house payment this month.
Wait.
I have old man ass to beat.
Wait, really?
I told you should have ate him.
Well, I think you did the right thing, pal.
Oh, any minute now and that $1 billion will be coming to the door. That must be my $1 billion. Hello, your majesty.
Hello, my sexy, bald-headed friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
And it is I, Camille Habib Abba. Camilla's in Campbell.
Shut the hell up. So, is my Thanksgiving feast ready?
It is. Right this way, sir.
Oh, my Alanis, look at this Thanksgiving feast! It's perfect!
Yes, I would like to apologize for Goodman. He unfortunately won't be able to make it because he is, very, very sick.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes, but he told me that you could hand me his $1 billion in cash.
Well, I don't bring it in cash, but I did bring it in gold. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect. I'll just be taking this.
What, you don't want to stay and have dinner with me?
Well, I really must be going.
What?
I can't stay. I mean, I need to have this money and take it to Goodman's bank.
Come here! Spit on him! He disrespect me by not wanting to have Thanksgiving dinner!
You know, Goodman does this to me all the time.
Come here! We are leaving!
Wait! No! I'll have Thanksgiving dinner with you! I'll do anything!
No! You lost your chance!
No! Damn it!
Chimes, where are you? You better have a good fucking hiding place, because when I find you, this bottle is going in your ass, and I'm gonna break it! Where you at, Chimes? You can't hide forever! Wherever I find you, I'm going to give you $1 billion worth of pain! Where you at, Charles? Charles?
Are you hiding in my grandfather's fucking ashes, you dirty son of a bitch? I wouldn't have anything to say either.
Chives, you bite that turkey, so you turn into a turkey, and then I'm gonna cut your head off and butterball your ass.
But sir, I said I'm sorry.
Are you $1 billion sorry? Bite it!
Nom 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 nom.
I'll give you a 10-second head start.
I run faster with a boner!
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Who's that?
Yeah, dude. Sleep out.
I'll move him.
Damn, that was weird.
Just let him sleep. So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, it's summertime. We should do something fun.
Yeah, dude. We spent majority of summer inside. Let's go outside for a change.
Yeah, let's go outside.
Did somebody say outside? Sun's out, buns out. That's what I call my pecs. My buns. Because they're so thick, they look like an ass on my chest.
Okay, dude. Calm down.
So what do you guys want to do outside?
How about you guys bend over so I can slip and slide?
Whoa, Diddy, chill out.
Oh, I was actually just talking about my slip and slide.
That's called a water slide.
Well, these are usually called slip and slides.
Why are they called slip and slides?
Because you slip and you slide on it.
But why would I want to slip on that? I'd probably break a leg or something.
Yeah, slipping's a bad thing. You slip in a store and you break your back.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. It's a slippery slide.
Okay, what do you do with it?
Well, you put it on the ground and you put water on it and you just slide across it.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, guys, we can't play with this. It says ages 5 through 12. We're too old.
What, we're too old?
Yeah, I guess when you turn 13, it's all business. You gotta start paying taxes and get a job and take an anti-depression medicine. No more slipping and sliding for you.
Well, look, can we please just still play with it? It looks like it's so much fun.
But guys, we'll get in trouble.
No one's gonna see us play with it. If someone sees it, we'll just say it's not ours.
Okay, as long as the cops don't see.
All right, let's play.
Yes. All right, guys, it's all set up. The box says it's 18 feet long, so why don't I just slap my hog down 18 times and see if that's right. Wouldn't want it to be false advertising.
So what are we supposed to do, dude?
Well, you just run and you slide on your belly or your back or whatever.
So, like, you just run and slide on this regular piece of plastic?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be wet first. That's why I got this water bottle. Now, just lube this up nice and wet. There we go.
Oh, since it's watery, you can slip on it.
Ooh, okay. It might work this time.
Okay, guys. Stand back and watch me slide into next week.
All right, let's watch him.
Ooh!
You okay, Cody?
Yeah, you good, dude?
Ooh, I think I got road rash. I hit a dry spot. I think we're gonna need some more water.
Oh, I got it, dude. Ooh. All right, dude, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's much better. That should be enough water now.
Okay, I'm gonna slide next.
Oh, wait, there's a car. We should move.
A car? Do we grab the slip and slide?
Nah, leave it.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a...
What the fuck is that?
Whoa. Oh, shit. Oh, guys, I'm gonna go check on him. Mister, are you okay?
What the fuck was that?
You ran over our slip and slide in the road.
Why the fuck do you have a slip and slide in the middle of the road?
Because we wanted to slip and slide.
Well, my car doesn't have traction control. God, my fucking neck hurt.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. How old are you?
16.
16? You can't be playing with a slip and slide. You know you can't be older than 12.
We were setting up for my cousin.
All right, you and your friends are under arrest.
I am the Honorable Judge Pullback, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph and Cody, who are being accused of putting a slip and slide in the middle of a road, which caused an accident which injured someone. Did you boys really do that?
Don't worry, guys. I got this. Yes, Your Honor, we did it. But check out these pecs.
Pretty nice bod. But I find you guilty of being a hunk. But also guilty of attempted involuntary manslaughter. I sentence the three of you to house arrest for the rest of summer.
House arrest? Whose house?
Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, the orange-haired one. If any of you leave his house for the rest of summer, I will send you to jail for 30 years.
All right, you kids are on house arrest for the rest of the summer. You got those little Apple Air tags on your ankle, so if you go outside, I'll know, and you'll go to jail for 30 years.
What if we try to take them off?
Then you're going to go to jail for 60 years for being a rascal.
Damn, 60 years? We didn't even murder anybody.
You coulda. You almost did. You sure as hell murdered my C4 vertebrae. I could have been paralyzed from the neck down, like my ex-girlfriend, paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. Let me tell you about her. So I was riding dune buggies on the dunes of Las Vegas with my girlfriend paralyzed from the neck down Paula. She wasn't actually paralyzed yet, but with that name I knew it was coming any day now. But anyway, we came up on this big hill. It was really more like a cliff. And I stopped and she didn't. So then she crashed and we took her to the hospital and she was actually totally fine. But then a stray bullet severed her spinal cord and she was paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah, I just hung out at the hospital for like a week listening to her bitch until I got tired of it. It was just depressing. What the fuck was that? What the hell happened to our animation budget? Well, anyway, you kids made me almost end up like Paula. Old paralyzed from the neck down dick. Can't move your legs and shit. That's funnier when Jeffy does it. Well, anyway, you guys stay here. I'm gonna be watching you.
I can't believe we're on house arrest for the rest of the summer.
I know, dude. You're just starting to go outside.
I don't understand why I have to be under house arrest at your house.
I mean, it's cool with me, dude. He got food in the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, we're on house arrest with our best buds. What more could we ask for?
But I left Ken at home. He's probably all scared and lonely. Who knows what he's doing right now?
What if he's cheating on me?
Or what if he's sitting in the same spot because he's a fucking doll, dude?
Not a human, dude. Not a human.
All right, guys, calm down. I would leave, but I can't because I'll get arrested. Just shut up. No more arguing. We're on house arrest. We have to get along, guys. I mean, there's not even really anything to do outside this summer. We can just stay inside and play video games.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's probably more fun anyway.
The news!
Breaking news, MK! Disney World is offering free food, free admission, free rides, and more free stuff today only for Florida residents.
Really?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Guys, I know you just saw the news! Are you ready to go to Disney World for free, babe? I'm talking about for free, babe!
Yeah. Free rides, free passes, free food. Oh, everything is free. It's on them. Wait, what's with the long faces? Like, wait, what's wrong? Come on, I know y'all ready to go. What the hell?
We're on house arrest, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? House arrest for what?
We put a slip and slide in the road, and we hurt a cop. So now we're on house arrest, and we can't leave the house all summer.
Up. You can't go anywhere all summer now? Oh, man, I'm about to enjoy Disney World. Y'all can't even go to the gas station if you want it. You idiots. You fucked it up for yourselves. Oh, man, enjoy this red couch, you dumbasses.
I'm about to go see Mickey. I'm about to see Mickey.
Have fun in this boring-ass house while I'm dancing with Minnie, bitch. Oh, boo-hoo. I see three whiny-ass babies. Wah! Boo! Silly! Goofy! Pussy! Boy! Why is your pee-pee so mean, bro?
He really hurt my feelings.
He's just like that sometimes, guys. I can't believe we're missing out on free Disney World. What do you guys want to do for the rest of the summer?
I don't know, dude. I'm not seeing your pee-pee.
What is that music?
You hear that, guys?
Is that the ice cream man?
What? No way!
The ice cream man! Guys, go!
Dude, I want ice cream!
Ice cream!
You actually thought it was the ice cream man? Nah, it's just me, nigga!
Why is Chef Pee-Pee so mean, bruh?
Yeah, he's green as fuck, Jimmy.
I don't know. So what do you guys want to do?
I don't know.
Someone at the door.
Dude, it's just Chef Pee-Pee fucking with us again.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's go answer it and pull him inside and beat him up.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna beat him up.
Yeah, let's do it. Hello?
Hello! You're on the hit TV show, Walk to the End of Your Driveway and Get $1 million! Well, all you have to do is walk to the end of your driveway and we'll give you $1 million!
Oh, I love this show!
Dude, I never thought they would pick your house!
Oh, it's the easiest game show in the world. They're basically just giving away $1 million!
That's right! All you gotta do is walk to the end of your driveway! What's wrong? You're not going to walk to the end of your driveway?
No.
You don't want $1 million?
We're on house arrest, so we can't leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad. But it sure would make for some good TV if one of you broke your house arrest by walking to the end of your driveway for $1 million.
Bro, it might be worth it. It's $1 million.
You know what? Guys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk the driveway, and I'm going to get $1 million so I can be rich.
Yeah,
why, Junior? You can't spend $1 million if you're in jail.
Well, if you think about it, if I put $1 million in the S&P 500 with an average rate return of 10% compounded annually with dividends reinvested, after 30 years, I'll have over $17 million.
Wow, Junior, that was really smart.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. Because when I get out when I'm 46, I'll have $17 million. So I'm getting that $1 million.
He's doing it, folks. He's going to get his $1 million.
Yeah, I'm going to get this million.
Not so fast. You're under arrest, kid.
Oh, I gotta go.
No, I got you, fucker.
Stop fighting! Let go of me!
Ooh, so close, but so not the end of the driveway. You lose!
Oh, damn it!
Kid, you left your house. That means you're going to jail. Come on!
Stop me from winning $1 million!
All right, since one of you guys left the house, that means you're all going to jail.
Wait, what?
Fucking what? All of us? Yeah, it's like a corporal punishment thing. So if one of you leaves the house, you all go to jail. Just, you know, to encourage you not to leave the house.
Well, come on, that's not fair. Please give us another chance.
Yeah.
Summer.
We didn't know that. You know, they didn't tell us that if one of us left, we all went to jail.
Right?
Okay. Just because you guys didn't fully understand the rules, I'll give you a pass this one time. But if any one of you leaves the house, you're all going to jail for 30 years.
Okay.
I should have got $1 million then.
So close, dude.
My phone's ringing. Hello? Cody, it's time for you to tell your friends goodbye and come home.
It's Monday, boy. You're supposed to be in this house scrubbing the dead callus off your mama's feet.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I can't. Did you just talk back to me, you little fucking pig? No, Mom, I'm not talking back. I'm just telling you what's going on. I literally can't come home. I can't tell you what's happening without saying words. Tyrone, talk to this little white boy before I lose it.
I know damn well you ain't talking back to your mama like that. I raised you better than this, boy.
I'm not talking back. I'm just telling her what's going on.
Oh, look at here. We got a smart ass on our hands. You trying to talk back to his daddy, too? Oh, boy, I swear to God, you limp dick ass cracker ought to hit your ass with a tape measure.
Please don't.
Oh, now you want a bed? I ought to break your damn doll in half now.
But no, please, not in half. Also, he's not a doll. But please, not in half.
You got 5 minutes to get your ass back in this goddamn house, or he going down the drain.
Tyrone, give me the phone. Cody, you better come back here. I'm going to spray Windex in your eyes, you little fuck. Thank you, Mom. Love you, too. Well, my parents really want me to come back home.
What? You can't leave the house. You can't go home.
That was so ugly, right?
I'm sorry. It's just the... I'm stressed out.
Hurt my phone.
They said really terrible things to me.
So why y'all lasting so sad, huh?
Oh, let me guess, because y'all didn't make it to Disney World with your boy. Look at me, I got my Mickey Mouse ears on. Them bitches hard, ain't it? I know. You wish you were Mickey. You wish you were like me. Hey, Cody, where your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Hell nah. Hey, Junior, where's your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Fuck no. Hey, Joseph, where your Mickey Mouse ears? Ah, you ain't got no broke ass boy. I'm gonna throw this in my
mouth. Oh, you motherfucker.
Let's go. I'm sorry.
Man, guys, I love eating popsicles.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's the best way to cool off.
Orange is my favorite. Cody, calm down. You're going to get a brain freeze. All right, everyone try to get a brain freeze. Bite your popsicles.
Jeffy, what happened?
Dude, he bit his tongue. You didn't have to bite that hard.
What, baby, what are you doing?
I'm taking feed pics, Marvin.
Why?
So I can sell them online because you won't get a job.
Baby, no. You gotta take better angles than that.
What?
Because those won't sell.
Marvin!
And I did not done.
What?
I did not done.
Jeffy, I can't understand you.
I did not done. I did not done.
Put your tongue back in your mouth so I can hear you.
Not that. I did not done.
Baby, I can't understand what Jeffy's saying.
Well, maybe he has a speech impediment.
He has a brain impediment.
Marvin!
It's true. I can't understand what you're saying, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe if you speak like him, you'll understand what he's saying better.
Oh, I'll speak like Jeffy.
Marvin!
Ow! Well, look, he's an idiot. Okay, you know, his tongue just fell out of his mouth.
Oh, no. I'm calling the doctor.
Call the doctor. Baby, did you call the doctor?
I did. He said he was on his way.
What? That was like 30 minutes ago. I'm going to call and check on him.
Hello? Damn, baby!
What?
Hey, Marvin, is that you?
Yeah, you said damn baby?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm in traffic right now, and there's a lady whose baby's not in a car seat, so I was like, damn, baby, you should be in a car seat.
Is that music I hear?
Yeah, because I'm in my car. I'm listening to music like everybody does. Duh.
Are you at a strip club?
No, Marvin, I told you, I'm in traffic. You know, it's going to take a while. It's just, you know, things were crazy at the hospital. There was, like, this woman with her ankles behind her head.
How's she doing that? She needs a spanking is what she needs.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like I said, Marvin, I'm in traffic.
Okay, well, my son's tongue fell out of his mouth.
My tongue's about to fall out of my mouth. Oh, ooga!
What was that?
That was a car, an old car honking at me, you know, like a ooga. And it's also the noise they make in cartoons when you see a hot lady and your eyes pop out of your head.
I think my son had a stroke.
I'm about to stroke something. Yeah, in traffic, you know, because I'm so bored, I got nothing else to do. I might as well just, you know, rub one out.
Oh, listen, I really need your help. Are you coming or not?
I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, damn. I am coming.
Then please hurry.
He's still there, Marvin.
Yeah?
I'll be on my way. Keep the change.
I think he's on his way. That must be him. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, do you have, like, a wet napkin or a towel, or can I just straight up take a shower?
Why?
Well, you see, I was in traffic, you know, and I had my window rolled down, just listening to music, minding my own business, and then somebody threw a cigarette in my car, so that's why I smell like a strip club. And then, yeah, you can smell that. And then, because I had my window rolled down, you know, somebody ran by, and they stole my wallet, and they took, like, $500 out of there, plus bottle service, and then they gave me my wallet back, but I still lost a lot of money. And then I was just so bored, you know, sitting in traffic doing nothing, so I decided to do a crafts project, and I had, like, a hole in my pants, so I decided to try to glue that closed, you know, from the inside. So then, yeah, my pants got all sticky, and my legs got sticky, so, can I take a shower?
Yeah, just make it quick.
Hey, baby, he said yes.
A baby?
Yeah, my time doesn't start yet, okay?
Wait, who's that?
Oh, this? This is a nasty bit. This is, Nurse Baby. Yeah, she spells it B-E-B-E, like Bebe, but I just call her Baby. She's not wearing her nurse outfit, or really any clothes for that matter, because a patient threw up on him. That's why we need to take a shower so bad.
Is that a stripper?
What? Marvin! Come on, Marvin! No, she is not a stripper. She is a nurse. She's a nurse, and she just got done with a very long 12-hour shift helping very sick kids, just scrubbing puke on her hands and knees, and you call her a stripper. Marvin, apologize to Baby.
I'm sorry, Baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right, Baby. So, yeah, we're gonna need to, use your shower and then also probably your bed to dry off.
Why don't you just go somewhere else?
Well, my wife would never allow me to bring her home, and this is cheaper than a hotel because it's free. So can I take your shower?
Okay, hurry up!
Thanks, come on.
Jeffy, ask me a yes or no question.
Did it happen? It better hit my knee with limbo. Did it hit my puzzle with limbo? If it slip, it slid, but on my back, did it happen?
Pick a color.
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
Oh, Jeffy, shut up.
Marvin, where's the doctor?
He's taking a shower.
What? Why?
He said he got dirty in traffic. I don't know.
Hey, guys.
Why are you naked?
We were born this way, okay? It's how we're supposed to be. Oh, Marvin, I should probably let you know I pulled the triple S in your bathroom.
A triple S?
Yeah, shit, shower, shave, except I did it all in the shower.
What?
I know, but the toilet was too far away, so I just had to drop anchor right there in the shower. Like, a lot of anchors. I shit like a rabbit, Marvin. Don't worry, I tried to clean it up. I took the plunger and tried to shove it down the drain, but I just made it worse, and it just ended up looking like a big stringy Play-Doh mess, like trying to shove ground beef down a garbage disposal.
That's sick!
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Marvin, okay? But that's not important. What's important is that I have a question, okay? I don't really know this girl very well.
Wait, what girl?
There's a girl in there.
Yeah, it's a nurse that he works with.
Marvin, come on. That was obviously a lie. She's clearly a hooker.
A hooker?
Yeah, Marvin, don't pretend I'm not a habitual liar. Obviously, she's a hooker. Let's get past that. What I need to know is, should I wear protection or not?
You can ask my fortune teller.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, pick a color.
Red.
R-E-D. Pick a number.
Two.
One. Two. Pick another number.
Three.
All right, let's see. Only time will tell.
Oh, cool. That's real fucking helpful. Thank you for that. Yeah, I guess time will tell in 9 months when it's too late.
Listen, can you just help with my son while you're right here?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it later.
What? Do it later. Do it right now.
No, I'll do it after I'm done.
Oh, Jeffy, go to your room until he's ready.
Bedpad. Guys, I do have another really big favor to ask.
What do you want?
I need some money.
What? For what?
Well, I think my time with her is up, and she did see me shit in the shower and try to shove it down the drain with a plunger, so now she wants more money to stay.
Well, I think I have a 20 in the car.
Get that, please.
Okay.
Marvin, money?
I might have a 10 in my wallet.
That's not gonna be enough, buddy. She saw me shit in the shower.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Like a rabbit.
I have an ATM card that I can go get money out of.
Yeah, that's more like it. The longer we sit here talking about it, the more money she's gonna need.
Okay!
Here's a 20.
Thank you.
And here's a 50.
50? That's all you could do?
Yeah, that's all I could do.
70's kind of a weird number for seeing somebody shit in the shower, but I can make it work. I can make it work.
Okay, guys, now that we're done eating our popsicles and you're done choking on yours, what do you want to do?
We should play hide and seek.
Oh, yeah, dude. That sounds fun as hell.
Okay, I'll count first.
Hey, Batman, dude.
Oh, we're just playing hide and seek.
Batman?
Yeah, sure, you can play. Junior's counting.
Wait, you can understand him?
Yeah, he's speaking in tongues. I speak tongue. Around a butthole. Hey-o!
Okay, I'm gonna count.
Okay.
One, two.
Bring it up hard! Bring it up hard!
Wait, you're not that doctor. Do you have my money? Ah! Who are you?
I'm the Green Scooby-Doo Killer, and I'm gonna kill you.
Ah! Oh my god, he's coming!
She's dead! Out the window I go.
Hey, baby, I got the money, so you know what that means. Fist in my ass. Jeffy, did you kill my hooker?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
It has to have been you. You're the only one here. Come on, you're under arrest.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, who is being accused of murdering a hooker. Bailiff, tell me what happened.
Well, Your Honor, I had just gotten done shitting in the shower, and I told the hooker to go wait for me in the bedroom, because I needed to ask Marvin for some money, because I had to pay the hooker, you know, for obvious reasons. And then when I got into the bedroom, I saw Jeffy standing there, right next to the dead hooker.
Oh dear. How much was she charging you?
$100 an hour.
Not bad. For everything?
Yeah. She was a nasty bitch, Your Honor.
Jeffy, how could you? Did you really murder that hooker? Explain yourself. I'm sorry, what? I can't understand you. Can you say that again? Mr. Jeffy, if the next sound out of your mouth is not an understandable sentence, I will find you guilty of murder. That is it. Mr. Jeffy, I find you guilty of murdering a hooker, and I sentence you to life in prison.
She was a good woman. Come on, you monster. Get in there, you murderer. I hope your cellmate does to you what that hooker was going to do to me. Shove his fist in your ass.
Jeffy, how could you do this to our family? Officer, there's just no way that Jeffy murdered that hooker. There's no way.
Marvin, you're just going to have to accept that your son's a murderer.
Jeffy, why would you do this? What are you trying to say?
Listen, Marvin, I don't have time for this. I got another inmate I gotta bring in.
Jeffy, if you could just try your hardest to try to explain who did it, just say it. Just try to say it with the best way you can. You're not even trying.
All right, Jeffy, it looks like your cellmate's gonna be this guy in a green Scooby-Doo costume.
We can't understand you, Jeffy. Just stop trying to talk.
That's the guy who killed the hooker in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Yeah, it was me.
Wait, Jeffy, how can you talk, huh?
Well, because I had this big piece of Play-Doh in my mouth the whole time pretending it was my tongue.
Wait, so this is the guy who killed the hooker?
Yeah, in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Why did you take out the Play-Doh earlier?
Because I'm a fuck.
And why didn't you speak up in court?
Because I'm a shithead.
So you wasted everyone's time?
Yeah.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Ray, Dark, help!
Somebody owes me $70 and a fist in my ass.
Jonathan, Mama's having a yard sale to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell?
Beep, 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 beep.
Jonathan! Damn it, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, Nudie Mags. I can get a lot of money for that. Thanks, Jonathan!
Oh, Shuki, I thought you left. Don't ever leave me. You know Daddy takes really good care of you. I'll give those assholes a rest. I just read one of my Nudie Mags. So, which magazine should I look at today? Where's my magazines? That was just right here. Shuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me. Oh, Mom!
Yard sale! Everything's for sale!
Aw, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here. Like this! Oh, they have a comb! I always wanted a comb!
Joseph, you can't use a comb. You're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look! Cleaning supplies!
Of course you want cleaning supplies. You're a woman. It's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior!
Bro, check this out! They have Nudie Mags!
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot!
Junior, stop looking at that!
What are these?
It's Playboy. You never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude. They're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits.
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm going to get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold. But be careful. You might cut your hand on it. And some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro.
All right, well, then fuck you.
Mom, have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You know that. And I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are gonna be limited edition.
Well, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazines.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the...
No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the holy grail of naked magazines.
Dude, no way. You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
Oh, this is a Hooters edition? Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, I'm keeping this one. Damn!
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 Damn! Damn! Damn!
Junior!
Chef Pee-Pee's coming. Hide him.
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No.
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run up their pockets. Where my shit at? Run them pockets, fool.
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Pee-Pee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was told.
You don't need a damn blanket. Damn!
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 Damn! Junior, where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No.
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! Damn. That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Pee-Pee took the best one!
Don't worry, Joseph. There's probably better ones.
This one's lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so. That's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one.
No. That's my girlfriend. I want to see her.
Oh, no, Junior. Check this one out.
Oh, my, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior. Check it out.
Who's he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn!
She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, look, take this one down. That one's mine. I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one can I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No. The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on.
Won't.
Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now? Excuse me, ma'am. Whose ass has this pickle been in? Whose ass do you want it to be in? Simmons? That's right, ma'am. I came by to see if you're operating with a business license, because if not, I'm going to have to shut you down. Oh, no, Mr. Ossifer. I don't have no biscuit license. I guess you're going to have to take me in the back of your cop car and bend me the hell over. Oh, right away, ma'am.
Oh, Joseph, these are the hottest magazines I've ever seen.
I know, dude. They're so hot.
How much do you think these girls got paid to do this?
Oh, dude, not enough.
There's someone at the door. Come on, enter.
Hurry, dude.
Hello?
Hey, you wouldn't have happened to have bought any nudie mags for your show, did you?
No.
Never. What's a nudie mag?
Yeah, we're not even old enough to look at those.
Wait, then when are your eyes dilated?
We were playing I Spy in the Dark.
Wait, let me feel your hands. Sticky! Where are my nudie mags?
Hey!
My magazines! Oh, I miss you so much, my babies! Oh, Mariah! Stephanie! You didn't take your undies off for them, did you?
Hey, these are our magazines now, and we paid $14 for them!
Yeah, we paid fair and square, they're ours!
Bullshit! These are worth at least $400! Well, $200 since they're heavily used.
Alright, listen, I'm at least gonna keep this one, she's hot.
Caprice! My baby!
What about this one? She has big boobs.
You sure are boobies! You know what? No, you ladies are coming home with me!
But no, we paid good money for them!
You only rented them! They were never yours!
Oh, but I love Caprice!
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I miss you ladies so much! I'll never let you out of my sight again! Wait, where's the Pamela Anderson one? I know I had a Pamela Anderson one! Where is she? Oh, I'll find you, Pam!
Thank you for taking me to Arby's for dinner, Marvin. They have the meats.
Yeah, their roast beef sandwiches are good.
Speaking of roast beef sandwiches, I got two of them smacking together on page 47.
Jeffy, what are you looking at?
Boobies.
What, Jeffy, what?
They're twins, which means they're sisters, which means what they're doing on page 47 is incest. Why would they do that?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be looking at stuff like that.
Marvin, he's 19 years old.
Well, I don't want him looking at stuff like that, so I...
Well, I'm looking!
No, I'm gonna take this and put it in the bathroom so no one else can look at it.
Wait a second, hey! Come back here, Marvin, and give me that magazine!
I was gonna rip it up into tiny pieces and throw it in the trash can.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was gonna flush it down the toilet.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was gonna put it in the bathtub and fill it up and see if it dissolved with the water.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was gonna try to put it in the air vent so it came out the chimney.
No, you weren't, Marvin. Give me that magazine.
Mine.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Mine. Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Well, too bad.
There's someone at the door. You should go answer that.
No, we'll go answer. Come on.
Oh, the twins!
Hello?
Have you seen my Pamela Anderson magazine? The twins! I can't believe I forgot about you ladies.
Wait, this is your magazine?
Yeah, it was stolen from me at a yard sale.
Oh, well, here you go. You can have it back.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Too bad, Marvin.
Have you guys seen my Pamela Anderson magazine?
What, there's a Pamela Anderson magazine? I'll find it!
Not if I find it first!
Hey!
Ooh, baby, you looking so damn good in this bubblegum pink bikini. The things that I would do to you. Ooh!
I found her!
No, I found her first!
Boys are weird.
Get away from Pamela! She's mine!
No, she's mine!
No, she's mine!
Give her back or I'll stab you!
Damn, you can have her! I'll finish with her anyway!
Thank goodness! Oh, come on, Pamela! You know I always have to finish on your cover!
Ah! Gross!
No! Pamela!
I want you to try my new chicken Alfredo recipe and tell me it's delicious, because I know it is.
Oh, God, why does it smell like that?
Are you sure that's chicken?
All right, you got me. There was a dead bird in the roll, but I didn't want it to go to waste, so I scraped the feathers off, and then I scraped the maggots off, too, and I threw it in the Alfredo mix.
Oh, don't birds have diseases?
No, not if you boil it correctly, and I'm a professional boiler. I always score 300 when I boil.
I don't get it.
I said professional boiler, so it sounds like professional bowler.
Oh,
bowling.
Yeah, you get it live now. Yeah, I like that.
Well, I hope your food's better than your jokes.
Oh, it's way better, so try that shit.
Can I try it? No, Jeffy, let the adults try it first.
I'm 20. At what age in your mind is it that I'm an adult?
When you start acting like one. Exactly. All right, let's all try it. Like, let's just all eat out of the bowl.
Marvin, I don't want to.
You have to try it.
Okay.
Try that food. Oh, so yummy.
How is it? Delicious, right?
It's so good, Jeffy.
That's what I'm talking about. I know that shit good. You ain't gotta tell me like that. What? I got psychic powers. My shit's always good.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so sick.
Me too, Marvin.
Oh, I gotta use the bucket.
Marvin, get out of the way. I gotta go.
Why are you guys throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket?
Because, Jeffy, we're so sick.
why don't you throw up in the toilet like an adult?
Wait, Jeffy, if you ate the food, why aren't you sick?
Oh, I didn't actually eat it. I just went num 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 num. Or you can keep throwing up in my trick or treat.
Can you please call the doctor, Jeffy?
What's his number?
911.
That's too many numbers to remember.
911.
See, I already forgot it.
I'll call a doctor.
Oh, you got it? Good.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ew, why are you throwing up in a trick or treat bucket?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, doctor, we ate some bad food and we think we got food poisoning.
Wait, if you already know what's wrong with you, why did you call me?
Well, we wanted you to fix the food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's not really much I can do for food poisoning. But you know, whenever I was a kid and I felt sick, my grandma always used to rub my tum-tum and sing me the Tum-Tum Feel Better song, even though she was tone-deaf and had no rhythm. Hold on, let me rub your tum-tum. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your tum-tum, feel better now. Tum-tum, please. Feel better now. Do you feel better now? Oh, well, you must be really sick if the Tum-Tum Feel Better song didn't work.
Well, I got a song that I can sing you that'll maybe make you feel better. My Gucci's pink. My booty hole brown. I also have toilet paper crumbs hanging from my asshole. Gooch, gooch, gooch. Well, I guess that didn't work.
Oh, God, what is in this?
Chef Peavy said you found a dead bird on the side of the road and took the maggots off and cooked it.
And you still ate it?
Well, we didn't want to make him feel bad.
He made you feel bad. I'm going to go yell at the chef.
Chef Pee-Pee, how you doing? Another masterpiece.
Hey, are you the one who cooked this poison?
You mean this work of art? Yeah, I did that.
Guilty as charged. Yeah, well, you're making people sick.
What, sick of eating normal food? Yeah, I understand, because once they taste this masterpiece, they only want excellence.
No, they only want edible food, because this shit isn't edible.
My food is edible? What the hell are you talking about?
Your food is making people throw up.
They're throwing up because they wanted to taste it again. You know, I didn't make enough the first time.
Listen, man, anyone could cook better than you.
What? Nobody can cook better than Chef Pee-Pee. I'm the top chef. You think you can cook better than me?
Oh, I absolutely could cook better than you.
Oh, hell, I must have frozen over.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The devil just called, and he says he needs a jacket.
Talk your shit, then. Pull out there. Fuck,
man. I'm pulled up, dog. I'm here.
Oh, you really pulling
up?
Oh, you talking your shit? You spit in my face, ugly ass boy.
Yeah, I'm pulled up, dog.
Well, I could be a pussy-ass doctor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not just a doctor. I'm a cop. I'm a firefighter. I'm a lawyer. I do all kinds of shit.
Pussy, and more pussy.
Okay, well, I've seen Ratatouille. Anyone can cook.
Hey, Ratatouille ain't a real-ass movie. It ain't about a fucking chef with a rat in his hat. That's not real. There's no rats in my hat. You see it? I'm flopping anyway.
No, I don't see any rats in your hat, but I'm sure I can cook better than you.
No, the hell you can't. Look, give me your outfit. I can cook. I can be a better doctor than you.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my whole fucking wardrobe, even though that would be in violation of the medical board, and I'd probably lose my license and go to jail. I'm still trying to prove a point.
Yeah, I hope you are. You. Give me your outfit.
Your clothes.
Chef Pee-Pee got his degree. I'm a doctor in this business.
You don't have a degree, and you don't know what you're doing.
I've seen plenty of Grey's Anatomy. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, God. Why does your outfit smell like shit?
You smell like shit when you wash shit.
Or maybe it's moldy ravioli.
Look, I didn't get a chance to wash my outfit. Hey, call me when you give up, because I'm about to go and be a gynecologist. Spread them lips and come, baby.
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell as good as it sounds. I'm gonna clean all this shit up.
Oh, doctor, thank God you're here. The patients are lining up. Wait, who are you? Where's Dr. Gott?
Dr. Gott quit. He said he ain't about this lifestyle, so you got the next best thing. Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, are you qualified?
Overly qualified. What the hell are you talking about? Don't you see the stethoscope around my neck? I went to Harvard State Community College of Education. Go Bulldogs!
Wait, aren't the Bulldogs Yale?
Shut the hell up or I yell in your face.
Okay.
All right, so where's my first patient? Let's get this doctor shit over with.
Mr. Johnson is your patient.
You said Mr. Johnson. Isn't that a penis?
Isn't your name Pee-Pee?
All right, you got a point. Hey, Mr. Johnson, how you doing? Or should I say Mr. Penis?
My balls hurt. Can you grab them and tell me if I'm gonna die?
What? I'm not grabbing your balls, fruity ass! What is he talking about?
You gotta give him a testicular exam.
Fuck no! I'm not giving him no testicular exam! I came here for the women! What? No. I didn't come here for that, ma'am.
You also gotta check his prostate for cancer.
What?
I need you to stick your finger in my ass.
No! Fuck no! I'm not checking your ass! No! I don't want poop on my hands! What the hell is wrong with you? You do it, please!
I gotta see another patient!
What the? No! Well, you can't run off like that!
Who's sticking their finger in my ass, goddammit?
Oh, fuck no. I'm not sticking any things in your ass. Look, take this and just fill it up for me in the bathroom.
What do I fill it up with?
Use your imagination.
Can I think about Betsy Ross while I do it?
Think about Jesus Christ. I don't care who. Go!
There, no more dead birds. See, that wasn't so hard.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's your ugly face?
Hey there, somebody call a chef?
Wait, you dyed your hair orange? Ew, that's ugly. It looks gay.
Okay, that was rude. This is just what I look like. Ow, what the fuck? look, man, why'd you hit me?
It looks ugly. You shouldn't have dyed your hair.
Okay, and you don't like my hair, so you hit me?
Yeah, I used my fist to express my emotions.
What, assault and rude? Who even are you?
I'm your owner.
I'm sorry, what, my owner?
Yes, you are my personal slave, so make me some Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Okay, can you say please?
No!
Ow, what the, stop hitting me!
You stop talking back to me and make my fucking ravioli! Oh,
Jesus, okay. God, why is he so mean?
And where is that Chef Boyardee?
Ha ha ha! Chef, be locked in the closet!
Let me out of here!
No! Admit you scratch your butt and sniff it!
I don't! Let me out!
Ah, butt licker, butt licker!
Ah, Chef, you lick butt!
Hey, puss it on the butt!
If I don't eat this Chef Boyardee, I'm gonna die!
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you dyed your hair orange?
I'm not Chef Pee-Pee.
He doesn't think he's Chef Pee-Pee anymore. He's transitioning.
Oh, my God. Does he have boobs?
What? No, I'm a guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys that identifies as a girl, identifies as a guy.
Oh, my God. So confused.
No, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, just be a guy. You don't have to be a guy. Want to
make
be a girl,
up
be a girl.
Your mind.
I don't know. I just have to make this fucking Chef Boyardee.
I don't want Chef Boyardee. I want mac and cheese.
Well, I'm making it for the other guy.
What other guy? Oh, you're already seeing another guy, so you're gay.
No, goddammit. No, the guy who hits me.
Well, at least he did come out of the closet.
Wow, he's in an abusive relationship.
This is a pantry. That doesn't even make sense. Look, I gotta make this.
Oh, okay, will he make me mac and cheese also?
I will make it after.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nobody says please around here. Okay, I just need a pot to put it in. Okay, take that there. And then I just gotta put this on high. Now, just gotta pour the can in there. No problem. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Ha ha, you spilled it over because I moved the pot.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm pissed off.
Say you want your pot back.
I do want my pot back.
He's a pothead, he wants pot.
He has an addiction.
What are you, like 50? Who says pot?
You smoke weed, admit it.
I did, in college.
Ha ha, he's a weed smoker.
He's a weedhead.
Ha ha.
What the fuck is wrong with you kids? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to be assholes?
Yeah, it's funny and we're bored.
Okay, well go outside if you're bored.
It's dark.
Then play video games. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Will you make us mac and cheese?
Not now. I gotta clean this shit up.
I want mac and cheese.
Okay, I will make the mac and cheese if you shut up.
It's burning, Chef.
I'm aware. God damn it.
He doesn't know how to cook.
I gotta clean this shit up. And I gotta start all over. Hot.
Chef Pee-Pee, is my Chef Boyardee ready?
Not exactly.
What the hell? You missed the whole damn pot. Oh, you like making messes, dumbass?
Don't hit me, okay? It was a little asshole kid. He came in here and he pulled the pot away.
That's my asshole son. No one gets to call him an asshole but me. Oh, now this is coming out of your paycheck.
What, my paycheck? I thought I was a slave.
Well, now it's coming out of your rations.
My rations? I don't even know what that means.
That means I hope you saved up for the winter, dumbass.
What, am I supposed to be stockpiling food like a bear? What am I, the bear from over the hedge?
I don't know. Oh, I lost my appetite now. I don't even want Chef Boyardee. I want a steak.
Wait, if you lost your appetite, why do you want more food?
Because I lost it and I found a bigger one. Even better one. Now I want a 5-star meal with a nice steak and maybe some flan to make it fancy.
How do you go from Chef Boyardee to steak?
Because I found a bigger meal, a bigger appetite. Look, just make my meal. You're asking too many damn questions. You got 5 minutes to make it, or you're gonna die.
That's impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible with Kim Possible.
I'm not Kim Possible.
You have red hair like her, so get the fucking cooking.
It's gonna take like 2 minutes to clean this shit up.
Well, get the team cleaning then.
All right, doctor, here's your next patient, Miss Barbara.
You can call me Babs. Now, where's my son, Brookie? He always does my colonoscopies because I don't trust any other doctor to do it. They always try sleeping with me when I'm out.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, hello, big boy. Aren't you just the finest piece of caramel I've ever seen? What's your name?
They call me Dr. Pee-Pee.
Oh, I wonder what your ancestors did to get that name, huh? I sure like to find out.
Look, I'm just here to be professional, okay? What is the colonoscopy again, nurse?
It's where you take a camera to check out the colon.
Yep, that's right. But for you, you don't have to use a camera because you can use your tongue. Just get all up in there. And FYI, BTW, TMI, I didn't do the prep this morning. And I did have a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle. So if you taste a polyp in my ass, then it's just a hash brown left over.
Nurse, can you get out of here while I do this colonoscopy, please?
But doctor, you don't have the instrument.
Get the hell out. Right now.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Now undress me, big boy. Fuck.
I regret nothing.
What'd you say your name was again?
Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, they should call you Dr. Salad Tosser.
I am the chef.
No shit.
Sir, I just got off the phone with Harvard State Community College of Education, home of the Bulldogs. They've never heard of you.
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No.
Okay, I think everything looks good. Okay, everybody, dinner's ready.
And it better look good, too.
Oh my god! This looks amazing! And it smells good too! What the hell are you on? Is this magic or something? You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just trying to make you happy.
Well, damn it, you did it today!
Chef Pepe, you put my mac and cheese in the shape of a heart!
And he put broccoli around it so your fat ass can eat healthy!
And look, I made you a chocolate lava cake!
Man, I love chocolate! You know everything about me, huh?
Oh, Chef Pepe, ever since you dyed your hair orange, you got better at cooking!
Yeah, look, sure did.
I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna pay you $20 for all your damn hard work.
Oh, thank you!
Don't spend it all in one place!
We should make Chef Pepe cook like this every night.
I know, this actually looks good! Damn it!
Beat him every time he doesn't cook like this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna beat him a lot.
Okay, now I just have to move all this before they see it.
Hey!
What's going on, man? What the hell happened to my clothes?
Oh, I was such a good doctor, and all the nurses thought I was super hot. They started ripping my clothes off. I couldn't keep my clothes on. Hey, smell my breath.
Smells like ass.
Exactly. I'm a very, very nasty individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So how was being a chef?
Oh, so easy. I just made a big steak dinner, no problem.
Wait, a steak dinner? And they're still alive?
Oh, yeah. They loved it. It was great.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. You know what? I'm tired of being a doctor. I had too much fun, but I'm ready to be a chef again.
Yeah, you know, being a chef was so easy. I need a challenge. I got to go back to doing brain surgeries now.
You mean grabbing old people's balls?
No, I never did that.
You don't have to lie. Look, I'm going to go and hop in the shower. Leave my outfit on the counter.
Okay, well, I can't believe he actually managed to be a doctor all day. Wait, my mother had a colonoscopy today. Ew.
You believe that, Joseph? There's just no way.
Totally way, dude. Marlin would have murked Lilo's ass.
Lilo's a human. Marlin's a fish.
But look, Marlin knew the sea turtles and the sharks. He had connections, dude.
But Marlin was a pussy the whole movie.
A pussy with connections. That's a fast-moving pussy.
But Lilo has connections, too, because Stitch is an alien with four arms, and there's Pleakley, and there's Jumba, and then there's the Child Protective Service guy named Bubbles.
Didn't one of them wear a wig?
That's Pleakley.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, Cody, please sell an argument. Who would win in a fight? Marlin from Finding Nemo or Lilo from Lilo and Stitch?
Definitely Marlin, right?
Lilo.
Where's the fight happening? On land or in the ocean?
Lilo said his ass can get anywhere. She can do it on land or she can do it in sea. In the movie, in the beginning, she's swimming underwater and she gives Pudge the fish a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, well, that's not what fish eat. She shouldn't be doing that.
Well, she did it anyway.
She would not survive in the water for that long.
She can hold her breath!
No, the hell she could.
She's a good swimmer!
I love it.
Well, still, I mean, I think the fish she fed that PB&J to probably died because his gills got all gunked up with peanut butter. So I'm going to say Lilo because she has a record of killing a fish.
Thank you, Cody. Common sense.
No, the hell is not.
You know, speaking of PB&J, Junior, pretty hungry, Junior. Let's have some dinner, Junior.
Yeah, let's get some grub, Junior.
So what do you guys want for dinner?
Ooh, how about some big old corn on a cob?
As a meal?
Yeah, hell yeah. Why not?
Okay, how many cobs do you want, Joseph?
About six.
So we're doing this? We're having corn on the cob for dinner?
How many cobs do you want, Cody?
How many cobs? I don't know. Can't we have something fun like toaster strudel?
No, that sounds good, too. I love me a good toaster strudel.
Oh, yeah, I love me some toaster strudel. I've had that before.
What's the matter, Junior? You don't like toaster strudel?
I love toaster strudel. I eat those all the time.
You've never had toaster strudel, have you?
Yes, I have. I eat one every morning. I just had one right before you guys came over.
Oh, yeah? Then what do they look like?
They look like a...
Is it a hot dog with a stick in the middle?
Yes.
No, the fuck it's not. You lying son of a bitch. Oh, that is a corn dog.
I don't know. I've never had a toaster strudel. Fine.
I can't believe you.
You have to have a toaster strudel.
You gotta try one now.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll go get one. I'll go to the toaster strudel store. Toasterstrudel.com. I'll ask that baby for one. And I'm gonna make it. Hey, Chef Pepe, do we have any toaster strudel?
Oh, hell yeah, we do. It's my favorite meal. Here you go, little bitch. Get your strudel on.
Can you make it for me?
Oh, hell no. No, sir. I am your dad's slave, not Junior's slave. And I am currently on break, so I'm not doing any extra work.
Okay, how many minutes do I put in the microwave?
You're so stupid.
I don't see any microwave instructions.
Say it one more time. What instructions?
It doesn't have microwave instructions. Can you just tell me how many minutes to put it in the microwave? It just says toaster instructions. I'm just going to put it in there for 2 minutes. Okay, make three of them. Put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. Yeah. It smells like they're done. Oh, yeah. That looks like a toaster strudel to me. Heck yeah, it does. All right, guys, I'm done making them, but I don't know why you like them so much. They smell like burnt shit.
Jesus, Junior, what the fuck did you do?
Dude, did you burn 3 Hot Pockets?
No, I made the toaster strudel like you guys wanted.
What is that, blueberry?
No, it's strawberry. The box said strawberry.
It's black.
Oh, hey, watch what you say. You know what? I'm gonna let it slide because it is black.
Well, it's strawberry.
Junior, you overcooked it. How long did you leave it in the toaster?
I didn't use a toaster. I used a microwave.
You used a microwave to make a toaster strudel.
Dude, it's not a microwavable strudel.
Well, there was no microwave instructions on the box.
Well, you should put it in a toaster, because it's a toaster fucking strudel.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter how you heat it up, as long as it's cooked.
Clearly it matters. Clearly it does.
Right way, dude. It's going to end up like 3 black bricks. You didn't even add the icing.
I'll be honest with you guys, I was super concerned when I saw whatever the hell that was. I thought maybe those were used condoms.
Junior, it's the icing. It's the best part.
Well, listen, I almost put that in the microwave, too.
How about you just put it in a toaster?
Well, I don't know where a toaster is. I couldn't find a toaster, but the microwave was right there.
I bet there's a toaster down there. Do you know what a toaster looks like?
Oh, no, I'm worried now, dude.
Maybe we should just go make it.
No, I will make it. I will make the toaster. I was screwing with you guys. This is all a joke. I've made toaster all the time. This was just a big prank because these were expired, so I made them. I just wanted to do a joke. I can make them right.
I laugh, though.
I'm going to make them right. How do you do this? Okay, how do I... Chef Pee-Pee!
How the microwave work out for you, baby?
Apparently you're supposed to use a toaster.
Mm-hmm, you finally get it. You're getting it up there in your noodle.
Okay, so how many minutes do I put them in the toaster?
Asking how many minutes is not a dumb question.
It is if you ask them to read the box.
The box isn't saying minutes. It says 1 to 2 cycles. What the... What the hell's a cycle? You know what... I'm just going to push it down and wait for them to pop up. Okay, it looks like they're done. But how do I get my hand in? Ooh, that's hot. Let me grab a fork. Okay, let me get it out.
Ooh, you sure you want to do that, my boy?
Well, the toaster strudel's hot.
Right, right.
And if I grab it, I'll burn my fingers.
Right, good thinking.
So I was going to use the fork to get them out.
Yeah, that's a good thought. But are you truly using your noodle? Like, are you truly using it?
Well, I don't want to burn my hands. So I was...
Good, fair point.
So I was going to... Get it out.
But the fork is made of metal. You know what? Fuck it. I bet you $20 you won't do it.
Well, how am I supposed to grab it?
Hey, you got a fork. Do it.
Okay, I'm just going to just... Get it. What the hell?
Dude, is it storming outside?
No. You know what? Let's go check on Junior and make sure he's not doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
What? Is that me?
Hey, Junior, how's the toaster strudel coming?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God! Junior stuck a fork in a toaster!
No, you're so damn stupid! Why would you do that, dude? You think he's still alive?
I'm gonna call a doctor.
Please! Oh, Junior, why would you do that, you freaking idiot?
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Junior, breathe! Nigga, breathe!
I'm right here, Joseph!
Oh, bro, we should've just had corn on the cob. It's a safer meal.
Wait, why can't they see me? I'm right here, guys.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my idiot friend stuck a fork in a toaster.
What kind of fucking idiot would do that? Does your friend have a history of being this stupid?
Unfortunately, yes. There's something dumber and dumber each day.
That's right, doctor. What kind of dumbass puts a fork in a toaster?
My friend, I think he was trying not to burn his fingers and he used a fork.
Exactly,
what?
Joseph.
Tragic fucking moron.
I know. Look, he tried to cook it in a microwave, so that should tell you how dumb he is.
Oh, what a stupid fucking dumbass.
Is he dead though, doctor?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, he's super dead.
Oh, Junior!
I'm not dead, I'm right here!
Why did you die on me?
Gonna have to tell his dad.
No, I'm not dead, guys, I'm right here!
Junior, you idiot, we should've just had corn on the cob!
I'm right here, guys!
Oh, man, I can't wait for the new episode of Charlie and Friends!
Hey,
what the hell was there, doctor, in my room? Are you here to check my prostate?
Well, I can do that while I'm here, but no, I have something very important to tell you.
There's nothing more important than prostate. Hell, check my damn prostate.
Okay.
Woo! Doctor, why are you using 3 fingers?
Well, that's just how I was taught. The real question is, why does 3 fingers fit?
Fair question. I have a fairly big remote in my room, so I have a lot of spare time.
Yeah, I can see that. It's pretty spacious back here. It's like the trunk of a Honda Accord.
Thank you. I keep it vacuum. Tell me what you see back there.
Well, I do see some polyps. Ooh. I think you might have diverticulitis.
Damn! Oh. Oh, no.
You keep it pretty clean, so I'm not going to wash my hands.
I appreciate the compliment. Well, what did you come here for?
Oh, yeah, your son's dead.
Oh, fuck! Well, at least there's one less mouth to feed.
Well, that's not really how most parents react to that news.
I am not most parents. No, how did he die?
Well, he stuck a fork in a toaster like a big stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah, he is a dumbass. Yeah, what a waste of breath, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's really amazing that he didn't die until now.
Yeah. Can you imagine just, like, from birth to right now, just a waste of fucking life?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you would think he would have, like, swallowed his tongue by now or something.
Or choked on a damn battery.
Yeah, like some other stupid idiot fucking death. I can't believe it took this long.
Yeah, he could have fell off of a bridge at, like, age 8. He was that stupid.
Yeah. I mean, at least it wasn't a smart kid that died like this.
Oh, bro, that would have been a waste of life, even worse.
Yeah, if he was like a smart kid who like went this far, you know, he had like his whole future ahead of him. That's just your stupid idiot, dumbass, dipshit son, so I guess it's fine.
He believed, like, if Stephen Hawking was a dumbass and stuck a damn fork in a toaster.
No, he would never. He's not that stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, who is that stupid?
Right.
Dude, I can't believe Julian's dumbass is dead.
I fucking can. Look at this. Nobody who does this is smart enough to live. He microwaved a toaster strudel. A fucking toaster strudel. Context clues like a motherfucker. I mean, not one brain cell. That boy.
Oh man, you do have a point.
I already called Penelope over to tell her the news.
Penelope?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, remember Junior, your boyfriend? He's fucking dead.
What? What happened?
His dumbass stuck a fork into a toaster.
What an idiot!
I can't believe he's that fucking stupid. Unbelievable.
I fucking hate him!
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, I'm sorry you had to date a stupid ass.
It was more like a make-a-wish situation.
What? Yeah, I could tell. I could definitely tell.
Make-a-wish!
You know, his dumb ass actually thought Lilo could beat Marlin in a fight.
What? I tried to tell him!
Yeah, I know. I agreed with him just to shut him up, because you know how he gets when he's on a roll, you know? But, I mean, come on. Stitch would drown in water, and the ocean's big, and there's, like, rip currents and shit.
Where's Stitch not fighting?
He's 3D, and the other one's 2D. I mean, you can't even...
It was Lilo versus Marlin.
It's
worth a conversation. Exactly. God damn it.
I hate him. Who am I gonna date now?
Me.
Smarter, hopefully. I mean, you can definitely do better.
Cody, are you straight?
Fuck it, I am now. Wanna
what?
Make out?
Yeah.
What the hell? What is going on?
Man, I need somebody to make out with.
Wait, what is happening? There's no way.
Hey, dipshit, wake up. Wake up, you stupid idiot fuckface. Hey, moron dumbass, wake up. Hey, you fucking moron.
Oh,
hey.
What happened?
What happened? Your dumbass stuck a fork in a toaster and almost died. That's what happened.
What, am I dead?
No, because I said you almost died, you fucking dipshit.
Well, here you go, you dumbass. I'm surprised you even did it, but here's your $20.
Well, I mean, listen, how else am I supposed to pull the toaster strudel out of the toaster?
You wait for it to cool off, because sometimes food gets hot, you know, so you use your fingers, or maybe a paper towel. Literally anything other than a metal fork, you fucking moron.
Okay, well, is the toaster strudel still good?
Is it good? It's a fucking toaster strudel. It's amazing. Of course it's good. Have you never had a toaster strudel?
No.
How old are you?
16.
You're 16 and you've never had a toaster strudel. The only excuse for that is if you were, like, in some kind of indigenous tribe on an island somewhere that had never had contact with the outside world. Then that would make sense. What the fuck is wrong with you? Everybody loves toaster strudels. If you gave those people a toaster strudel, they would put it on top of a temple and tell it to say it was their god or something. They would think it was, like... They wouldn't know what the fuck to think. It'd be like handing them an iPhone. It's fucking magic. They don't fucking know. God, you're fucking stupid.
He's right.
Can you make me a toaster?
Fucking no.
Cody, what happens inside a dishwasher?
What do you mean? It washes dishes.
But how does it wash the dishes?
With soap and hot water.
But have you ever seen the soap and hot water? Because, like, there's no window to watch. Like, a washing machine, there's a window. You get to see the clothes spin around. But a dishwasher, there's no window. Like, it just closes and makes a lot of loud noises. What's going on in there, Cody? Why don't they put a window? What's happening?
Huh, that's a good point. Yeah, I want to see that.
We should put a camera in the dishwasher and watch what happens.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do, look what I found at the dollar store.
What is that?
It says it's a water squirmy.
Wait, you don't know what this is? They usually sell it at the adult stores, but I found it at the dollar store on sale right next to the Frisbees.
But I don't know what it does, Joseph.
Oh, let me pop this bad boy open. It feels like the real thing.
Wait, the real thing?
All right.
You okay, Joseph?
I'm all right. I just want you to come and feel, bro.
That was like, smack the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. This is soft. This is soft. I want you to...
Let me feel this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what it really feels like?
Oh, yeah. I think it's molded after Minnie Mouse.
Dude. That's so hot.
What are you guys talking about?
Cody, feel this.
Yeah, dude, get a feel.
Ew.
Woohoo!
he likes it.
Wait. It's double-sided?
Oh, yeah. Double-ended, dude.
Oh, we can run duos on it tonight.
Oh, we running squads, my boy.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do it right now.
No. I go first, dude.
What? You gonna use it alone?
Yeah, I gotta try it out first.
What? Well, can I please have a turn right after you?
You know I gotta let my bro hit. But I gotta try first. Ooh, it's slippery.
Oh, that's so cool that he gets to go. I want to have a turn.
I don't really see the appeal. Can we please just go put a camera in the dishwasher now?
Okay, we can, but we have to be really quick because I don't want to miss my turn. Come on. All right, dishwasher.
Fuck.
Fucking say that.
Jeez.
All right, dishwasher, we're going to find out all your secrets.
So where should we put the camera?
Put it right there in the back so we can see everything that happened there.
What are you brats doing in my kitchen? What are you doing in the dishwasher?
We're putting a camera in the dishwasher so when we close it, we can watch what's happening in there.
No. You're going to mess up the damn dishwasher. Get out of my kitchen.
You must work for them. You don't want us to find out the secrets.
What damn secrets?
Well, with a washing machine, you can watch the clothes spin around. But with a dishwasher, look, you can't watch anything. See, look, you can't see it. There's no window. So we gotta turn the camera back on. So yeah, we want to see what's going on in there.
No, there's nothing going on in there. It's just washing the dishes. I don't want you to mess up my dishwasher because I hate washing dishes by hand.
You might want to throw this in there too. It's pretty messy.
My turn.
Whoa, what the hell is that? Where did y'all find this?
Joseph got it from the dollar store. It's my turn.
Oh, it's not your turn. What's wrong with you, Junior? This is for adults. This is not for you. You look out and tell your damn dad.
I should go and dispose of this upstairs.
In the bathroom with the doors locked, so don't come close to the door because I'm going to be making noises.
Oh, God. I better get a turn after you, Chef PB. It was my turn. He stole my turn, Cole. You see that?
Sorry. Can we do the camera now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I turn on the camera. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see what happens in there. I don't know how to turn it on. Can you turn it on?
I think it's the start button. Oh, it's done, Junior.
Oh, open. Yeah. All right. Let's see these secrets.
Oh, the camera's ruined, Junior.
What? It's ruined?
Yeah, I got wet.
Oh, my God. We didn't use a waterproof camera.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we should have used? We should have used a GoPro. Those are waterproof.
Yeah, we should
have. Okay, so now we just have to buy a GoPro. Those cost like a couple $100.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Hard? Chef PB must be done with that toy. Oh, there's someone at the door. Who's that? Hello.
Hey there, pizza delivery?
I didn't order a pizza.
Oh, no, not this shit again. I hate when people think it's so funny to deliver a pizza to somebody else's house as a prank. It's not even a prank on that person. It's a prank on the delivery guy. Because you're wasting my time and my gas, and I don't get paid, so when I get back to the store, my boss yells at me. And what even is the prank? Oh, here's some free pizza that you didn't even want. Oh, ha ha, that's so funny. What a funny fucking joke. You're so original. You're the first person to ever do that. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling at you. It's not your fault.
Woo! Is that my pizza? Oh, man, I am exhausted from all that stroking and disposing. I'm hungry.
Wait a minute! This is even worse than the prank! You lied to me! You did order pizza!
How much is the pizza?
$20.
Oh, hey, Chevy, it's my turn. Give it to me.
Oh, no, it's not your turn!
Hold on, what is that?
It's my little Minnie Mouse. I tore her a new hole.
Ooh, I'll tell you what. You give me that, you don't owe me money.
What? This sounds like a good trade.
What? No, Chef Bibi, it was my turn. Sir, it was my turn. Can I please just take it to the bathroom and then...
No! She's mine! Oh, she's so squishy. I'm going to take her home.
What? No! Oh, Chef Bibi, it was my turn. Why would you give it away?
She was good to me. I thought you were over.
What? I didn't have a chance with her, Chef Bibi.
Well, it's not my problem.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun with this thing.
Hey,
hi, Karen. Oh, what is that delicious smell? What are you cooking?
Oh, I'm making pot roast, Boynie. It'll be ready in 9 hours.
Okay, so like 4 a.m.?
Yeah, and it's going to be nice and chewy and dry, just the way you like it.
Sounds delicious.
Boynie, what's that behind your back?
Nothing.
Boynie, did you bring me a present on your way home from work?
No, I did not.
Boynie, let me see it. Oh, what is this thing, Boynie? It's so squishy and wet and sticky.
Yeah, it is.
Boynie. Oh, my God! Boynie! Boynie, why does it stink? Why is it stinky, Boynie?
I don't know. You know, I should throw this away.
Boynie, yes, you should. It's disgusting. Get that out of here.
Yeah, I will throw it away in the bedroom. Bathroom. In the bedroom, bathroom, trash can.
Okay, I'm gonna check on the pot roast, Boynie. Don't forget, 9 hours!
Okay, but don't come in the room. I'm taking a nap, too. Ooh, okay. We are gonna have some fun, Minnie Mouse. Ooh. All right. The door's locked. Now it's just me and Minnie.
Dad?
What?
Dad, I need to talk to you.
I'm busy.
It's important.
So is this.
Dad!
Okay, I'm coming. I'm not Really? Stay right there. I'll be right back, my love. What? What? What the fuck do you want?
Dad, I need a tampon.
Ew, why would you tell me that?
What? You're my dad, Dad, so give me a tampon.
I don't want to hear that. You're ruining it.
Ruining what?
Nothing. Everything. What? Go talk to Karen.
Ew, no, I can't tell her. She's my stepmom. That's too embarrassing.
What? You made this weird.
Made what weird?
Nothing.
Dad, I need a tampon.
Okay. I will take you to the fucking gas station.
Okay.
Okay, Minnie, I'll be right back.
Who's Minnie?
Nobody, go!
Okay!
Oh, now that I've snuck into Brooklyn Guy's room, I can go through Karen's underwear drawer and sniff him. Ooh, I wonder if I can find some of her hairs in the bed. Oh? Who is this? Oh, so squishy. You're coming back to my bedroom with me.
Thanks for the tampons, Dad.
Yeah, whatever. Ugh. Nobody bother me. I'll be in the room. No, I swear to God, if anybody knocks on this door and interrupts my nap, I will disown you. Okay. Where were we, Minnie?
Oh, yeah. I was just about to...
What the fuck? Wait, Minnie? 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 What? Karen? Karen, what'd you do? Karen!
What, Boynie?
Where is it?
Where's what?
The thing, the squishy pink thing that stunk.
The thing you threw away, Boynie?
Yes, yes, it's not in the bed. The bedroom bathroom trash can, it's not there.
Well, I don't know what happened to it, Boynie. I didn't take out the trash.
Don't you fucking lie to me!
Boynie! Oh, Boynie, calm down. Are you just hungry? You want me to make you a snacky snack while we wait on the pot roast?
No, I don't want a snacky snack. I want my Minnie Mouse toy.
Well, Boynie, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where it is.
Well, now what am I supposed to do? You? Ew.
Ooh, that's a good idea, Boynie. Come on, let's go to that bedroom.
I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe I just did that. Oh, God, please forgive me. I can't believe I just lost my virginity before marriage. I'm such a whore. I'm such a filthy whore.
Food. Oh, squishy. Lady Punani. That was amazing. I love you, Minnie Mouse. We should get married.
Hey! It is my turn. Where'd you get that?
No, this is my wife.
Well, no, it's my turn.
No,
I can't turn with
Minnie Mouse.
I can't turn with
Minnie Mouse.
I can't turn with her.
No!
Finally, I get my turn.
Oh, hey, Junior.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, well, I went down to the dollar store and I got the Spider-Man version, and I gotta say, I get it now. I think this one's an actual mold of Spider-Man's bussy. Let me tell you, it does not disappoint.
Well, I still haven't had my turn with Minnie Mouse here, so if you could just give us some privacy.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll just put on the Andrew Garfield movies and go crazy. He is the hottest Spider-Man.
All right, finally, Minnie Mouse. I've been chasing you. Oh, a little sticky, but my turn.
Oh, dude, you still have her. Hey, I need another turn.
Well, no, I have not had a turn yet, Joseph.
What? It's been 7 minutes. If you haven't finished by now, you obviously don't like her.
Well, no, Chef. Phoebe had her, then Brooklyn guy had her, then a homeless guy had her. It's my turn.
What? You passed her around like that? She's a lady. You gotta be a gentleman.
Well, I was
treating
her like...
you washed, you cucky.
Well, no, just give me like 30 seconds.
No, it's my turn,
it's
dude.
It's my turn.
I need some love. Give me some of that love. I need love.
You ripped her!
You ripped her! You're the one who's pulling her!
I can't fix her now! She's everywhere!
Oh my God, I never got to have a turn!
Oh, she was the best I ever had!
I don't even know what it felt like!
Oh, she was so good.
Guys, I was just here to see if anybody wants Ken. I don't really need him anymore now that I got Spider Bussy.
Give me that Spider Bussy!
Guys, what do you want to do today?
You guys want to go to the movies and watch Gladiator 2?
Oh, Cody, I haven't even seen the first one or heard of it.
Wait, you've never even heard of Gladiator?
No, I don't like watching old black and white movies.
It's not black and white, it's from like 2000.
It took them 25 years to make a sequel.
Well, yeah, but the last one was good and this one's gonna be good too. It's got shirtless hunky guys fighting.
If the first one was good, it wouldn't have taken 25 years to make a sequel, unless your Pixar was Incredibles.
Right?
Well, look, guys, trust me, it's gonna be cool.
Is there any actors that we know?
Well, it's got Denzel Washington in it.
Ooh, Denzel Washington. Is he the Equalizer in this movie?
No, he's not the Equalizer in Ancient Rome.
So the movie is in black and white. You said ancient.
What? No, it's not black and white. It's color.
Oh, come on, Cody. You know better than to say that word. Color.
Yeah, you don't say the word colored anymore, Cody. That's a racist term.
What's that? We're not in the 1960s.
That's not what I said.
You said the movie's colored because it has Denzel Washington in it. One black guy.
What? No, that's not what I meant. I just meant it has the full spectrum of colors.
Oh, it's one of those LGBTQ movies?
Nah, it's too woke for me, bro.
Yeah, you said it has the full spectrum of colors and spectrum. So Denzel Washington plays a gay, autistic black guy?
What? No, I just mean it's not black and white.
I mean, there's obviously no segregation in the movie because it has Denzel Washington in it.
Right.
Well, no, guys, do you want to see the movie or not?
I definitely want to see Denzel Washington try to play an autistic gay black guy.
Hell yeah. He has range, dude.
Yeah, he's the only actor that could do that.
I don't know about that. They got Robert Downey Jr.
Tropic Thunder, he played that.
Hell yeah, he was awesome in Tropic Thunder.
Okay, I don't want to see the movie.
No, we want to go see it. Come on, I want to go see Denzel Washington play this role. Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to watch Denzel Washington be an autistic gay guy.
I know, dude. This should be his best role yet.
Let me get some popcorn. You want anything?
I want some Jujubes.
Oh!
Cody, stop saying racist stuff.
It's not racist. It's candy.
Come on, dude. I'm not even Jewish, and that's offensive. Nor B.
Hera, I'm so excited to see Denzel Washington in that new motion picture screen.
I hear he's hung like a horse.
Oh, I bet he is. That old hunky sack of shit. Every time Denzel Washington's on the screen, I want you to hand me a wad of paper towels so I don't stain the seat.
But you already stained the seat.
I'm like Gary the Snail in this bitch.
Ah, talking old people.
I know, dude. They always ruin the movie.
Hell, look right there. There's Denzel Washington right there.
Oh, my God, it's Denzel.
I'm going to see if I can get a picture with him. Excuse me, Mr. Denzel Washington.
What?
The guy sitting right next to you, Denzel Washington, right?
No, that's my friend Joseph. I know he's black, but he's not as old as Denzel.
Appreciate the compliment, though.
Oh, I get it. He's on the cover because this is new movie premiere.
No, this is my boyfriend, not Denzel Washington.
Well, you mind if I get a picture with Denzel Washington?
You know what? Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, Mr. Washington. You're making it like a waterfall between my thighs.
It's true. I can smell it.
Okay, say cheese.
I ain't got no teeth.
I used to be a cock.
Okay, I took it.
All right. Upload that on the book of faces for me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got a picture with Mr. Washington.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any popcorn.
Oh, the theater ran out of popcorn?
Well, I got the popcorn, and then I dropped it walking up the stairs, and I don't have any more money.
Yeah, well, Junior, something really weird just happened.
What?
Those old people think Ken is Denzel Washington.
But he's white.
I know, but now that I'm really looking at it, I can kind of see it in the smile.
Yeah, he has Denzel's smile.
Oh, y'all blind as hell. He does not look like Denzel at all. Maybe Tom Cruise.
Excuse me, Mr. Washington? My husband would love if he could watch us bang.
Okay, I think we need to go.
No, that's Denzel, ain't it?
Come on,
let's go.
Oh, see, Denzel? I was holding that quiz the whole time.
Well, guys, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe those old people thought Ken looked like Denzel Washington.
I don't know, I can kind of see it, though, like, especially in the smile.
Yeah, the smile.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? He looks nothing like Denzel. I look more like Denzel than anybody.
I don't know. The face.
And the smile.
Yeah.
Man, look at this. This is Denzel Washington. He looks nothing like Ken.
I don't know. Now that I'm really looking at it, it looks like Ken.
Yeah, like the cheekbones, the eyebrows, the nose, the ear. It looks all like Ken.
No, the hell it doesn't. Look at the lips. Oh, nothing like Ken. Look at me.
Yeah, it looks definitely like Ken. That's it.
Yeah.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. You keep arguing. I'll answer the door.
I mean, I'll maybe give you the skin tone.
Bro, it's more than that. Way more.
Hello?
Hey there. Is my client Denzel Washington here?
No.
Well, don't lie to me, son. TMZ took this photo of you and your friends entering the house with Denzel.
Who got that photo?
TMZ. The paparazzi's outside.
Where's Denzel?
He's inside.
Sweet.
So tell me where Denzel is. I have to talk to him about all the movies he has coming out.
Well, I guess if that's really Denzel Washington, then he's upstairs on my couch.
Thank you.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Oh, thank God, Denzel. I was looking all over for you.
Jesus Christ, this has to be the worst fucking nightmare ever.
Denzel, stop looking at pictures of yourself. We have movie roles to discuss.
Ooh, what movies is Denzel gonna be in?
Well, I can't talk about that with you guys. Not unless Denzel says it's okay. What do you say, Denzel?
Denzel says it's fine.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, they want to start work on a new Equalizer movie.
Oh, I love the Equalizer movies.
And then after that, they want to do a sequel to Remember the Titans called Remember the Titans 2, We Forgot the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 3, those guys look familiar. And then Remember the Titans 4, oh yeah, those are the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 5, okay, we get it. We know who the Titans are. And then Remember the Titans 6, Christmas with the Titans. And then, of course, the prequel movie, Titans to Remember. And they also want to do a TV series called Kicking It with the Titans.
Oh, that would be be really awesome. I always want another Remember the Titans movie.
Okay, Denzel, come on. We gotta get you down to the studio to work on the Equalizer.
There's no way in hell that y'all think that Ken is fucking Denzel Washington.
Well, can I come with him? I'm kind of his boyfriend. Oh, I didn't know Denzel was gay, but whatever.
I want to come too because I like watching Equalizer movies. Okay.
Seriously?
Oh, man, Joseph, you missed the movie set. It was so cool watching him film action scenes.
What did he do, stand in one place?
Yes.
Well, they got CGI and stuff, so it looks really cool.
Bro, he doesn't look like Denzel. This is a waste of a movie.
No, after I saw Ken's acting skills, I truly think he's Denzel Washington.
I didn't realize I was dating Denzel Washington this whole time.
Bro, he's a freaking doll. He's not Denzel Washington.
He's not at all, Joseph. He's Denzel Washington.
Okay, watch, Joseph. They gave us an early release of the trailer, so you have to watch him act. Look at this. Wait, before I click play. Is Denzel Washington the black guy in the old Allstate commercials?
No,
dude. Are you sure he was like, Allstate's dead? Are you good heads?
No, I know.
That wasn't Denzel Washington.
No, not at all.
That's
dude.
There's some other black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 3,500. I'm 30,000 short. Hey, man, Giotti, where's my money?
Right here, boss.
Really? It's all there. $30,000 is in that thing.
It's all there.
Okay. Let me see it.
You sure you want to see it?
It's just money, yeah.
Okay. Your funeral.
Okay, well, now I'm not too sure I want you to open it, because you said it's going to be my funeral, and that sounds bad.
Too late. The Equalizer! 4! Don't shoot me! I'll free the hostages, I swear! I'm glad to be back on the good side. No, please! I'm sorry for killing your grandmother!
Joseph, wasn't that the sickest movie you've ever seen?
Dude, I can't believe y'all really think Ken looks like Denzel Washington. This is a waste of time. I would never get that time back for watching this stupid-ass movie. I'm out of here, dude!
He's just jealous because he's not dating Denzel Washington.
Wait a minute, Cody. I have an idea.
Yeah?
Since everyone thinks he is Denzel Washington, that means you have access to all of Denzel Washington's money at the bank.
Oh, my God. What is Denzel Washington's net worth?
Let me look it up. I just did it. It's $300
million. $300
million?
I'm dating a rich hunk.
So we could take him to the bank and withdraw money from Denzel Washington's bank account and get millions of dollars.
I don't know. I don't know if Denzel would want us to do that.
He says we can! He says we can take all the money we want! Come on!
You're the best boyfriend ever! Cody, if this does not work, it'll be so embarrassing.
Shh, quiet, Junior. Lower cover.
Thank you for choosing Goodman Bank and Trust. Denzel Washington, my man!
Oh my God, Junior, it worked!
What can I do for you, Mr. Washington? You came to look for your $300 million?
Mr. Washington lost his voice.
Oh, from all the acting.
Yes, exactly. So, he would like to withdraw some money today.
Okay, well, how much would he like to withdraw?
All of it.
I'm sorry, what was that number?
All of the money.
All $300 million?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a box of about $30 million right here. I can box that up for you if you'd like.
That would be great.
Yeah, put it in a briefcase. That's what Mr. Washington likes his money in.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll put it in a briefcase and I'll give it right to you.
Oh, my God, Cody, look. We literally have millions and millions of dollars of Denzel Washington's money.
No, I love dating a rich man.
I truly believe with my entire heart that Ken is the real Denzel Washington because we walked right up into the bank, no questions asked. They just gave us all of his money from his bank account.
Yeah, of course they did. I mean, just look at him. That's Denzel Washington.
That's Denzel Washington.
Wait, is that my phone?
Your phone's ringing, Cody.
Where the hell is it?
I gotta find it. If it's your mom, you can't miss the call.
Is it in the couch cushion?
If you miss your mom's call, she's gonna make you go home.
Damn it, it's on the floor.
You missed the call, damn it.
Junior, I have a voicemail from Denzel Washington.
Wait, Ken doesn't have a phone.
No, so who is this?
Oh no, Cody. What if Ken's not the real Denzel Washington? And we just stole the real Denzel Washington's money and he's mad and he's calling to yell at us.
Oh no, I think we better listen to this.
You motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
We did steal his money.
Huh? You can do this shit? Hey! You can do this to me?
I'm so sorry, Denzel. We thought it was...
You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you.
Pelican Bay?
You program, nigga.
What does that mean?
23-hour lockdown.
I don't want to go to jail.
I'm the man up in this bitch.
I'm sorry. We're really sorry.
You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit here. You just live here.
Let's return the money. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down.
our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume at dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing that Donald Duck costume.
Fuck you, bubble butt.
Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
It's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
God damn it! Babysit Jeffy! You're stupid as hell, goofing, dumbass, retarded ass little boy.
Come on! Holy shit, you got to play your band? Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny.
He's so stupid.
Hey, Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy, and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that.
Well, no, we're not missing this reservation. We're still going.
Well, what are we going to do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We got to find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just...
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never called me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
A what?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress, just like the one with that was named after the fruit.
Okay, don't shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice. Marvin, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
Oh, we'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and terrell yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeye. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zeedle. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So grape juice, then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Marvin?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh my God!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Concord.
Yes, it is.
Very grapey.
Yes, so do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes, I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes, Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kid by steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kid's menu. I'll get the kid's mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kid's mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kid's favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese. It's very expensive.
What? No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kid's mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it is good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is Evio pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So, if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do in fact want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why did they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kids fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
Remodeling. I think a closet would look good right here.
Marvin's going to kill me. A closet won't fit right there.
Well, if you grab a hammer and some sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good.
Give me that hammer. I can't believe you would do this. What's wrong with you?
Oh my god, Daddy, he's crazy. I heard banging and I came over and he was beating a hole in the wall.
That's not true. Give me that video.
All right, ma'am. There's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese, and I'm going to need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout, because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese, and I have to take this from you.
Why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going
to
eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Aw, Marvin, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with the little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. Get it right here. Good pig. Good pig.
Get back here! Listen, if you delete the video, I promise not to tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back! No!
Stop on the knee!
No, stay away! No!
Stop on the knee! No!
Daddy, look what he did! He shattered bowls all over the kitchen with his hammer!
No, I didn't! You're getting a filthy rotten liar!
No, I'm not!
Get back here!
Oh, I'm so full.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, this little piggy's about to pop. That's some pig. Well, here's your bill.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I just want to let you know Frankie doesn't believe in tipping, so a 75% gratuity has already been added.
75% gratuity?
But you can feel free to tip me more if you're very satisfied with my service.
What have you done to deserve that?
Well, I actually did a lot today, sir. I carried the food from the kitchen all the way to your table. I explained the menu, and I explained the rules.
$2,700 for a meal? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because she ordered the chicken Alfredo pasta and the kibbeh steak.
What?
$400 for fucking grape juice?
Well, it's not just any grape juice, sir. This is Diet Welch's Grape Juice, 2023. That's a very fine year. This is really top shelf stuff.
I ordered the Piggy Mac and Cheese. It's only $20, but this is too expensive.
How will you be paying today, sir? Cash, card, or kidney? Or shall we just call the police?
Get back here!
No! If you let me tase you, I'll delete the video.
Tase me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You sound like SpongeBob.
Okay, fine. Now let me do it to you.
Guys, look, he's crazy. He's trying to tase me with a taser.
That's not true. He's lying, Marvin. You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh.
Marvin, I can't believe you sold half your kidney to pay for tonight's dinner.
That was the only way we could fucking pay for it, because you ordered two of the most expensive things on the menu.
Marvin, you're still wearing your piggy nose.
Oh, I'm going to wear it proudly, because I had to pay all that money for dinner.
Hey, Daddy, Uncle Louis tried to touch me.
What?
Yeah, and then he ran out of the house, and he threw a bunch of bowls down in the kitchen, and then he took a hammer to the drywall.
What?
Yeah, I have it all on video right here.
Oh, my God, baby, look at this. What? Louis is deranged.
Yeah, that's a deranged man, Daddy. That's a cry for help.
Oh, my, he is not allowed back in this house again. Look at all the damage he's done. He's on the hammer, and he tried to tase you.
I know, Daddy. It's crazy.
Hold on, let me call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, look who it is! It's a little piggy bitch from dinner! How you doing, little piggy? You got a belly full of food, you little piggy? Oh, that little piggy belly is all full of mac and cheese, isn't it, you little pot-belly piggy? Look at you, little piggy bitch, bitch-ass piggy.
So, Jeffy, you ever gonna share your Squid Game money?
Nope.
But, Jeffy, we could use that money for groceries.
I want Uncrustables!
Okay.
The strawberry kind!
Okay, Jeffy.
And the grilled cheese.
But, Jeffy, those were discontinued in 2014.
Tell them to bring them back!
Okay!
Don't talk back to me, woman!
So, Jeffy, you know, we really could use the money for bills like electricity and my car payment.
But I have things that I want to buy. Like, I need to pay my asshole not to shit.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Well, it's been working. I'm constipated as fuck.
Jeffy, you have $400 billion. You'll never spend that money. Come on, just share it.
It's not your money, Daddy. I'm the one that won the Bing Bong games. Daddy, you think when Asian people watch the movie Inside Out and they get to the imaginary friend part, they're like, hey, he has my name.
Well, Jeffy, please just let us have some of the money. Come on.
No, Daddy. Daddy, you know what I'm gonna do with all my money? I think I'm gonna find the guy who started all these games.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. Because I'd much rather do that than support my family and live comfortably for generations.
Wait, Jeffy, how much money are you gonna spend on finding out who started the games?
All of it! I even hired a private investigator.
What, a private investigator?
Yep, because he's going to help me find him.
What, why do you want to find him so bad?
Because I don't like it.
What, you don't like what?
The game. I think it's bad.
And you want to spend all the money to stop the games instead of support your family.
Yep, all $400 billion of it going to find whoever created Squid Game.
That's bullshit, Jeffy. You know that's dumb.
Well, that's what I want to do with this, my money. Oh, there he is. That's a private investigator. Go get the door, poor.
I'm not going to answer the door. I have to do what you say. I'm still your dad.
Go get the door!
Yes, yes, sir.
Don't talk back to me.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call a private investigator?
Yeah, my son wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
I'm sorry, what?
He wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll do it, but I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. If you hand me a remote, I can find it in, like, 15 seconds.
No, 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 he wants you to find the real Squid Game where people die for money.
Oh, yeah, my brother was in that.
Oh, you died.
No, not me. No, that was my brother. He was Loses at Squid Game guy. Yeah, he made it to the final two, but I knew he wasn't going to win just, you know, based on his name. Oh, they're fogging up.
Yeah.
It's kind of raining out here. Wait, didn't he kill you too?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it was a butter knife. It didn't really penetrate the skin. And so I slowed my breathing down using ninja focus and pretend to die.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, actually, my daughter won the school version.
No fucking...
I know, small world, right? It's crazy. My family actually has a long history of Squid Game stuff. You know, you probably should have called my brother Find the Squid Game Guy, because he actually already found it. So, I mean, he killed himself after that because he had no reason to live. But yeah, I mean, I can come look for it if you want.
Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what my son wants to pay you to do.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Jeffy, he's here.
Hey, I'm the private investigator.
Oh, good. I have this bump underneath my shaft, but above the balls, and it's quite bothersome.
Oh, well, I don't do that. I'm not a doctor.
But you're a private investigator, and I need you to investigate my privates.
Well, I like to solve mysteries.
Well, then solve this mysterious bump that's underneath my shaft.
I mean, listen, if you give me $400 billion, I'll do pretty much anything.
Would you suck a wiener?
Yeah, you'd have to pay me to stop.
Oh, well, Daddy, I don't know if I want to find the Squid Game anymore, because I got $400 billion and an unsucked wiener.
Jeffy, listen, just listen to the man. Can you tell him that spending his money is stupid? He should save it.
I mean, he's about to pay me $400 billion to find something or suck something, and that's a lot of money.
Jeffy, listen, you're getting distracted. You need to focus on the finding the Squid Game.
I'm not distracted. I'm laser focused on getting my wiener sucked.
But Jeffy, listen. Do whatever you want. It's your money.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather find the Squid Game than suck wiener.
Okay, well, in that case, take all this money and then take this bag of money and you go find the Squid Game guy and call me if you need any more money.
Okay, yeah, sure. I can do that.
Yeah, and call me if you find him.
Yeah, I will do.
Jeffy, can you please just let me borrow $1 million?
Well, are you going to investigate my privates?
I'll take a look at it.
All right, come on.
Hey, Karen, check this out.
What's with the outfit?
You know what that is, Karen? That's Luke Skywalker's actual lightsaber from Episode 6.
That's nice, Boynie.
I bought it. $500,000.
What? Boynie, we don't have that
much. Check it out, Karen. That's a Rolex.
That sounds expensive, Boynie.
Bling. I paid $100,000 for this necklace. Those are real diamonds.
Boynie, we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, we do, Karen, because I recently came into a bunch of money. And don't touch it. It's still sticky.
Boynie, I have a question.
Yes, Karen?
Why do you have sunglasses on inside?
Because I'm hot shit, Karen. This is what rich people do. They wear sunglasses inside.
Well, Boynie, how did you get the money?
Well, you see, Karen, this idiot decided to give me a whole bunch of money to find some people who made a murder game, and he'll give me more anytime I ask for it.
Well, Boynie, isn't that guy who hired you gonna get mad when you're not finding the murderer?
No, I'll just tell him that I'm getting close, but I need more time and more money. Look, well, he's got $400 billion. He's gonna forget about this.
That makes sense, Boynie.
So, what do you want to go shopping or go on a cruise?
No, no more cruises, Boynie. I didn't like the poop one. It was stinky.
Okay, you want to go to Fiji?
Yes.
Okay, start packing your bags. Let's go to fucking Fiji.
Okay, Boynie.
I can't believe it was a raisin.
I can't believe you ate it.
Well, it was originally a grape when I put it under there.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
But it was yummy.
No, Jeffy, you're going to make me throw up. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy found the owner of Squid Game yet.
If he did, he would have called you, Jeffy. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah, he needs to give him a stern talking to.
All right, Boynie, we're all packed for Fiji.
Did you pack my pirate outfit?
Yes, Boynie, it's right there.
Good, because you know I'm an ass pirate. I like looking for booty.
Yes, Boynie, I know.
Oh, and you got my surfboard? Oh, I'm so excited. I already got us non-refundable tickets.
That's so exciting, Boynie.
And I booked us one of those hotels under the water.
But Boynie, how will we breathe?
Rich people don't need to breathe, Karen.
Hey, Dad, where are you going?
Oh, we're going to Fiji.
What? Fiji? Oh, my God, I've always wanted to go to Fiji.
Oh, well, you're not coming. Here's $100. Order yourself some pizza for a week or a month. I don't care.
Dad, $100 isn't going to last me a month.
Okay, fine. Here's $200.
Dad, $200 isn't going to buy me a month's worth of pizza.
Fine, take the whole bag of money.
Oh, my God, Dad, thank you so much.
I'll just call the guy and ask for more cash. Hold on, I got to make a phone call.
Vroom, 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 pew, pew,
quiet,
pew, pew.
Karen, I can't let the guy know I already spent the money.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Big J? It's the PI.
Did you find the guy yet?
No, but I am getting real close. And, hey, I got a hunch, and that hunch needs some money.
Well, how much more money do you need?
Oh, about $500,000 out of cover.
Oh, no, just use the money I already gave you.
No, because you said I could call for more money.
Yeah, I lied.
Okay, what?
Yeah, just use the money I already gave you.
No, but see, you don't understand. I already spent it all. I went all the way to Egypt, and I found a troll under a bridge, and he says if I give him $500,000, he'll tell me his secrets.
Well, send me a picture of the troll.
I can't do that, because he's a vampire troll, and he doesn't show up on cameras.
Oh, well, then let me talk to the troll.
Hey, Mr. Troll, please tell this man why you need money. Karen, you're the troll.
Roar, I'm a troll! Give me your secrets, roar!
No, I need the secrets from you, Mr. Troll.
Roar, I'll give you my secrets if you pay me money, roar!
Do you accept Venmo?
No, the troll only takes cash.
Pew, 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 pew!
And he has a lightsaber.
No book!
Yeah, he's so scary.
Oh, well, too bad. Find the guy with the money I already gave you.
But, no, I need the money for the troll, remember?
Listen, if you don't find him with the money I already gave you, then I'm gonna hire the two best hitmen to come and kill you. Bye.
Okay, Karen, no more Fiji.
What? But, Boynie, you got non-refundable tickets, remember?
Oh, no, I remember, believe me. But now I gotta sell this chain, and I gotta sell that lightsaber.
No, it's mine now.
Ooh, I can get money from Penelope. I need that money I gave you back.
Dad, you're looking at it!
What?
I spent all the money on the balloons!
Oh, I remember these. One of these tried to kill me one time. Wait, but you spent all the money already? There's no way! You have to have some left!
Well, Dad, how do you think they got here so fast? I had to pay for expedited shipping right through my window!
And you only have $200 left?
Yeah, that's for my pizza.
Okay, well, I'm taking your pizza money.
But, Dad, how am I going to eat?
Eat your laboo-boos.
Mm-hmm. Boynie, did you get the money from Penelope?
No, she spent it all on laboo-boos.
Laboo-boos! Oh, my God, Boynie, I love laboo-boos! They're so cute, I want one!
No, Karen, you don't understand. I have to find a murder game using only $200, or two hitmen are going to kill me.
Oh, Boynie, instead, can we spend that money on laboo-boos for me? Because I really want one.
No, no laboobies! Karen, I'm so stressed out right now. I gotta find a murder game, and I don't know how I'm gonna do that because it's not like they advertise.
Bonnie, look them out!
Breaking news, UK! The people who make the Squid Game Death Game is creating a kids-only game where the winner gets $456 billion. So if you have a kid and you need money, enter them into the game.
Huh, they do advertise.
Bonnie, they want children! That's horrible!
Oh my God, I have the best idea ever.
What, Boynie?
We should put Penelope in the games.
What, Boynie? You can't do that! She could die!
Nah, she's won once before. And look, I can put a tracker on her life, so when she gets to the island, I can follow her. Then I can tell Jeffy I found the game, so he gives me his $400 billion. And then if she wins, she's not 18. So I get to take her money, and then I'll have $800 billion!
Oh, Boynie! Boynie, I can watch her laboobies while she's away.
Yeah, sure. Penelope, get your ass down here!
What do you want, Dad?
Well, Penelope, I'm gonna be entering you in the Squid Games.
No, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, sure you do, champ. Come on. You like laboo-boos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think about how many laboo-boos you could buy with $400 billion. You could buy out Mr. Laboo-boo.
Or Mrs. Laboo-boo.
Or whoever the fuck, you know? You could do whatever you wanted. You could make Penelope's. You like that, Penelope?
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. So I just need to put a tracker on you, and then I need to get in touch with the Squid Game folks. And then if I knew where they were, I wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. She wants to play! She wants to play the Squid Games. Squiddy. Squid. Squid Game. She wants to... I gotta see a man about a squid game. Squid Game. Chili's baby back ribs. Squid Game sauce. Oh, that's them.
Yes? Hello. Would your kid like to participate in the Squid Game?
Yes. Her name is Penelope, and she is over there.
You don't look poor.
Oh, this is my Halloween costume.
In July?
I am just practicing. We are actually in crippling debt. Let me go get her.
Okay.
Okay, Penelope, keep this tracker on your ankle at all times. If anybody asks, just tell them it's a diabetes device.
An AirTag?
Yes.
An AirTag is how you're going to save me?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to save you before the first game starts. Come on, let's go say hi.
Ugh.
Okay, Penelope, this is... I didn't catch your name.
Egg Roll Man.
No way.
Yep, come with me.
Okay, you kids have fun. Have a back by nine, right? You probably won't. Okay, now all I have to do is track the AirTag to wherever they end up. Right now they're in the car.
Boynie, wouldn't it just be easier to go follow them?
No, Karen, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm tired.
But Boynie, we were about to travel to Fiji. Why aren't you tired for that?
That's because I was going to sleep on the plane. They had lie-flat seats. I think right now we should just order some pizza and go to bed.
Oh, Boynie, can we eat the pizza in bed?
Yes, we can eat the pizza in bed, but don't get any grease on the sheets.
Don't worry, Boynie, I'm going to lick my fingers.
Ugh. Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Did you see me on the news?
What, no, I didn't have the news on.
Well, Squid Game is doing a whole new game just for kids, and I was coming to see if you were going to enter your son in it.
What, just for kids?
Yeah, I'm entering my baby, Benjamin Franklin Goodman. Where?
What, you're entering your baby?
Yes, because it's a win-win for me. One, if he dies, I don't have to pay child support. Or two, if he wins, then I get $400 billion.
That's kind of messed up.
I don't give a shit. Come on, Benjamin, let's go.
Did I just hear what I think I heard with my hearing ears?
Yes, Jeffy. I mean, they're doing the Squid Games again, but it's just for kids, and you're not a kid.
I'm a kid. I just took a shitty shit fuck in my diaper.
Well, Jeffy, I don't... I mean, how are you going to get a hold of them? You hired a private investigator to get a hold of them. I don't think it's going to appear out of nowhere.
Squiddy Squid Game fuckaroo.
Oh, you're here to play the Squid Game? Come on!
Whoa, what is this place?
Hey, Junior, you're here too?
Yeah, Cody, my dad's making me play for the $400 billion.
Yeah, my parents are making me play too. They want the money.
Well, you are Jewish.
You nerds are gonna die, because that money's mine.
No. I need that money way more than you guys.
Joseph, you're here too?
Yeah, dude, I saw it was a contest going on. I need this money.
Hey, guys!
Wait, Jeffy, what are you doing here? You're over 18.
Yeah, well, I won last time, so they let me join again. And I need the money, and then once I get the money, I'm gonna find the guy who made Squid Games, and I'm gonna kill him.
When?
Win.
Is that a fucking baby?
Yep, and I'm gonna win that $400 billion.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Timmy, you're here too? This is so crazy!
Well, look, all our friends are here!
Hey, Junior.
Penelope, me and you are broken up, so I don't want to talk to you. I hate you.
That's fine, Junior, because I'm going to win the $400 billion anyway.
I'm going to win the $400 billion.
No, I'm winning, dude.
I'm here.
It's getting kind of crowded. Could you guys back up a little bit? I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, whatever. Move out of the way. Give us some space. Give us some space.
Hey, kids, who's ready for the Squid Games? Or should I say, Kid Games? Because it's the kid version. Yup, yup.
You would seem a lot nicer if you didn't have a gun.
Oh, this thing? This is just so I could shoot you.
That's kind of what I was worried about.
So who's ready to play some goofy, silly games to win $400 billion?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start tomorrow. Go to sleep.
Wait, is that the first game?
I bet I can fall asleep faster than all you guys.
Hunks you. Mine's eggplant. What's that? A wiener joke in the first 10 seconds? Oh, Cody, you naughty dog.
Ooh, look at this one. Piggy pink. I didn't know your mom's skin color was a crayon, Cody.
Shut up, Junior. My mom's not a piggy, Junior.
Hey, Joseph, what's your favorite crayon color?
Cotton candy's the best.
Oh, bro, can I borrow that, please?
Sure.
Aw, thanks, bro.
Ah, that's Patrick! Junior broke my favorite color crayon!
And what are you gonna do about it, punk rock?
Yeah!
Like being loud. Cody's mom's a piggy!
Hold on, everyone! Shut up, you stupid brats! Because of you, I'm stuck in this hellhole all summer long! So today, I'm gonna make you suffer. So get out a piece of paper, and I want you to write, I ruined Mrs. Fitzpatrick's summer. I'm sorry for being so dumb 10,000 times! When that hand starts to hurt, switch to the other hand. When that hand starts to hurt, switch again. When both hands are hurting, use your mouth to write. And if you complain once, you are starting all over. I'll be over here scrolling on Instagram and wishing I was someone else.
What, Cody?
Damn, Junior. Who pissed in her frosted flakes?
Cody, 1,000 more times!
Show them a fudge. Get my ass, Junior.
What?
Who whacked off in her Cocoa Puffs?
That's it! Cody, Junior, Joseph, Mikey, 1,000 more times for all of you!
Ooh, she wrecked her ass.
All right, Cody, stop.
Yeah, bro, chill out. You're gonna get us in more trouble.
Hey, Junior.
No, stop.
Joseph.
Dude, chill.
Mikey. No. I'm going to say it anyway. Who took a shit in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Cody Bennington, get your ass up here. You're getting the paddle.
Oh, no. Not the paddle. Wink, wink.
Oh, no. Please don't spank me with a paddle. And whatever you do, please don't call me a dirty little boy. And please don't pull my hair. Come on, Teach. Spank them cheeks.
Cody!
Yes, sir? Ow! What the fuck? That wasn't hot at all. It just hurt.
Don't talk back to me!
Oh, shit. Okay, I won't.
Does anybody else want some of this?
Damn, guys. I think she should be fired. That was messed up. I mean, a regular spanking would be cool, but she hit me in the face.
Don't worry, Cody. My dad's done worse to her with his fist.
They're not going to fire her for hitting you, Cody. Principal Steinbeck likes violence.
Yeah, you're right. We should try to make her quit.
She wants to quit. She doesn't have enough money to quit.
Ooh, well, I do have this prank lottery ticket that makes it look like you won the lottery when you scratch it off. Maybe if I give it to her and she thinks she won the lottery, she'll decide to quit.
That would be so funny if you did that.
Yeah, dude, that's a smart idea.
Okay, I'll go tell her I'm sorry. Miss Fitzpatrick?
What do you want, Cody? You want another one?
No. I just wanted to apologize for making you angry. See, my parents buy all these scratch-offs and I steal them, so I just wanted to give you one to make it up to you.
Oh, well, I do have a gambling addiction. Oh, I love scratch-offs. Thank you, Cody.
Well, I hope you win big. I have a feeling you might.
Thank you, Cody. Go sit down and finish your assignment.
Okay, but if you win, make sure you give me a big old yippee-ki-yay.
Go sit down, Cody!
Okay.
Where's a quarter? Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Class! I just won $1 billion away from the rest of my life! I never have to see your fucking faces ever again!
feel bad. She's so happy, and when she finds out it's fake, she's going to be depressed.
It's okay, Cody. Everyone needs a little bit of happiness in their life, even if it's fake.
I hope she doesn't say anything mean to my dad. He'll beat her.
Do we have to stay in school now that we don't have a teacher?
No, I think we can go home.
I'm angry.
Oh, guys, I am not in a good mood. No, sir. No, sir, Bob. Because your old teacher, Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Oh, what's the words to describe her? I don't want to be too rude. I'm in front of children. She's an unloyal bitch for wanting to quit because she won the lottery. Can you believe it, guys? Oh, the money controls her. That's sad. And she said some very, very mean things.